This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Let's play ball. There's a hard ground ball to Munn at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonia, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lakenview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lakenview was down 3-2 entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lakenview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lakenview off balance the entire game.
Scores Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier, look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come 2 more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing. ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings, hits a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8, and the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game.
ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball, bounce to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1, to Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, it's locally over. Owned and operated, Osgood Bank.
Hello, everybody. It's Jack Kramer, along with Casey Madison and Bryant Billing. We are here at Princeton, set to bring you the regional championship between Rushi and Troy Christian. The Eagles taking infield practice right now. The Raiders have been on the diamond, and we are about 30 minutes away from the first pitch. We'll return with more on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
At the Rushi Raiders, 26-4. Troy Christian Eagles, 11-15. Go at it here today. In the D4 regional championship game at Princeton, blue skies overhead, some thin cirrus clouds, no chance of rain. Light breeze blowing in from left here at Princeton High School. And it could be a very fine game. Troy Christian coming on strong, having won four of its last five to advance its overall mark to 11-15. Four straight tournament wins by Troy Christian, three of them shutouts, one over Fort Loramie. And the young man who authored that great pitching effort against Fort Loramie pitches today for Troy Christian. It is Carson Dyer, a right-hander, who threw in excess of 20 pitches yesterday in the regional semifinal. He is a senior, normally plays third when he doesn't pitch. He's on the bump today for Troy Christian. Rushi counters with Jude Counts, the senior right-hander, 6'4" tall. He was in a battle most of the year with lefty Maddox Gubo for that number two spot in the Rushi rotation, and the senior won out over the sophomore. Counts gets it up there at 83-84. Oftentimes with the fastball, he's got a sharp breaker. The important thing for Jude is to throw strikes and get the ball over the plate. Dyer, the pitcher for Troy Christian, has been in 11 games, 4-4 mark on the year. 41 innings, 59 strikeouts, ERA of 2.0. Counts has been an 8 contest, 6-1 mark, 32 innings. Has a strike-to-ball ratio of about 5 to 3.5. That's average. Good ERA at 1.77. Behind Counts today, lefty Ben Rinderly, the big senior, 1.96 ERA. Right-hander Braden Monin, who pitched in the seventh yesterday. He's got a flexible arm. Could see Braden in relief again, 1.7 ERA. And as I mentioned, the lefty sophomore Maddox Gubo waiting in the wings for the Rushi Raiders. This senior class for Rushi has won nearly 100 games in high school baseball in the last three seasons. How about these numbers? 25, 26, and 26 this season. Rushi goes after its third straight trip to the state tournament. A lot at stake here today as the winner moves on to the next state semifinal contest, which would be Saturday. 1 week from tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Canal Park in Akron. We'll check out starting lineups. Be back with more for you. Great late afternoon for high school baseball, regional title game, D4 from here at Princeton. I'm Jack Kramer along with Casey Madison and Bryant Billing here at Princeton on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meijer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meijer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And don't forget, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster helps you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. The Lakeside Subdivision in Fort Loramie being developed by Wygant. Phone 419-628-3107 for more information. That's 419-628-3107. For Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, and more info on that Lakeside subdivision in Fort Loramie. Find out more about the lots available at Lakeside. Call Wygant 419-628-3107. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams today, key building components are as follows. There's no way Rushi wants to put free runners on base for Troy Christian, which took advantage of 9 walks yesterday to beat Bradford by a score of 13-8. Control so important for Rushi right-hander Jude Counts. Raiders want to get the bats moving and make Troy Christian play from behind. Meanwhile, Carson Dyer, despite throwing in the 7th yesterday, has got to be on his game on the hill for Troy Christian. Key components for these two teams. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Kevin Flippo, year number 11, head man at Rushi. And over the previous seasons, with the Flippo at the helm, Rushi's averaged 20 wins per season. That is quite an achievement. Flippo in the early 2000s, coached for about 10 years as the JV man and varsity assistant at Fort Loramie. He is a Rushi High School grad. Anthony Ferraro, known as Tony, head coach of Troy Christian, 9th year at the helm, coached 22 years at Wayne, had outstanding clubs at Wayne. I'm not sure what the magical touch has been for Troy Christian here, Bryant and Casey, over the past 3 or 4 weeks, but it's quite a story. This team could win out and not even get to 500, as we remarked yesterday. But Troy Christian's on a roll, and Rushi's got to silence Troy Christian early on and make a statement. What do you think?
Yeah, it's strange the way the season has worked out for them. You talked about it yesterday, how their field, which is on 25A in Troy, close to the Great Miami River, was underwater. Yep. They didn't get to be there for practice, let alone a game, for about 3 weeks. But I think the big key to their success here in the tournament has been Judah Simmons and Carson Dyer. You went over Dyer's numbers already earlier in the pregame. When you've got two pitchers like that, that can take you a long way, and it's taken them to this regional final. They hadn't given up a run yet in tournament play before yesterday's 13-8 win over Bradford. You know, two aces like that and good defense behind them will take you a long way.
This miracle tourney run by Troy Christian mirrors the tournament run by Gibsonburg in D4 way back in 2005. Gibsonburg was 6-17 at the end of the regular season, 2-14 at one point in the regular season, came out of the Northwest region, went to the state Final Four, and won the whole shebang. Wound up 14-17 on the campaign, beat a team that we know extremely well, Jackson Center from the Shelby County League, in the state semifinal by a score of 2-1. And that was one run victory number 7 by Gibsonburg over the last month of the year. And Gibsonburg, amazingly, had one hit in that game and beat Jackson Center with 2 in the 5th to overtake the Tigers and be victorious by a 2-1 count. And then Gibsonburg topped Fisher Catholic with 2 in the 5th, 1 in the 7th, 6-5. Gibsonburg beat Fisher, 6 runs, 5 hits. Gibsonburg overcame 5 errors in that game to win the state title contest. Wound up 14-17 for the entire year. Troy Christian could win out and go 14-15 and virtually match that miracle run by Gibsonburg back in 05. Rushi Raiders have other ideas, experience. Rushi here once again for the 3rd straight season. That counts a lot, Casey.
It does. And also, they have unfinished business from Berlin Highland from last year, too.
Yep.
So, you know, they've got that circled as well. But, yeah, they actually made a movie about that Gibsonburg team.
Yep, they did.
I was looking at the box score there of that Gibsonburg game, and it's shut out all the way through, and then in the 5th inning, Jackson Center plated one. And then, of course, Gibsonburg comes back with 2, and that was all they needed. Yesterday's game was very similar, how like it started out real slow, pitcher's duel as we expected, and then went off the rails in the 4th inning.
Yesterday, Troy Christian cracked out 12 hits, took advantage of 9 walks by the opponent, Brantford. Rushi's got to make Troy Christian put the ball in play. No freebies. Troy Christian has relied on some hit batters, some bases on balls, some opponent's errors, some sloppy pitching to get hot here at the regular season. All the credit in the world to Troy Christian, and what a run.
Yes, an absolutely great run. That is something that counts. We'll have to watch for on the mound today. He's had a great season again, but Jack, you and I have seen him be a little erratic at times. I just saw that in their district semi-game against Twin Valley South last week in a game I covered for the Sydney Daily News. He started off great in that contest, had a little rough patch there. I think it was the 3rd or 4th inning. Twin Valley South ended up getting 3 runs there. The good news for Rushi is counts is great most of the time, and they have tons of arms behind him if he would be off at any point today.
And when Jude is throwing strikes,
he's
got the stuff that matches the stuff of Braylon Cronier, who gutted things out and went into the 7th inning yesterday.
However, if you're Troy Christian, you're just glad to not see Cordonier.
That's
take
true.
Take your chances with somebody else.
Oh, so right. A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi, established in 1986. At first, A&M repaired broken pallets for one large customer. Today, 4 decades later, 200 businesses on board with A&M. We specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. And for our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you have any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M a call at 937-295-3093. If you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number 1 Monday through Thursday from 6 to 4. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, a new sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. From professional design and installation to superb customer service, to top-of-the-line flooring products. Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie is absolutely superior every step of the way. You see, Borchers offers expert design assistance to help you determine your living space's colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets? Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth since 2017 and before. The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. We welcome you to our showroom that's 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit, 937-295-3293, 295-3233. So well-respected in the flooring business, Borchers Family Floor Center, high quality you can stand on. We'll return with more from here at Princeton in a few minutes. It is Rushi Troy Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw. Saw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio, the CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCon in Minster. SECURCON. Online at securecon.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Score. S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back to Princeton High School. It is a great late afternoon. Beautiful blue skies overhead. Some streaky cirrus clouds, light breeze out of the northwest. Dry conditions, no chance of rain till late tomorrow. And we get this regional championship game in today between Rushi and Troy Christian. Winner advances on to the state final four at Akron next Saturday night at 7 against the winner of the game between Berlin Highland and Leesburg Fairfield at Lancaster. That game starts at 5 o'clock too. Here are your starting lineups for the home team, the Rushi Raiders. Felix Francis, center fielder, senior, leads it off. Raylan Cordonier, shortstop, junior, bats second. Braden Monin, left field, senior, third in the order. Third baseman Hayden Quinner, senior, bats in the cleanup spot. Jude Counts, pitching, a senior, is number five in the lineup. Zeb Schultze, second base, junior, hits sixth. Ben Renderly, the DH, senior, batting seventh. Cooper Underfirth, the catcher, sophomore, number eight in the lineup. And Micah Greasup, right fielder, senior, hits ninth. Maddox Gubo plays first base. He is hit four by Renderly. No DH for Troy Christian. Lineup is as follows. Carson Dyer, senior pitcher, leads off. Will Twiss, shortstop, freshman bats second. Camden Kokol, outstanding player, catcher, senior, hits third for Troy Christian. Batting fourth, first baseman Judah Simmons, junior, yesterday's pitcher. Batting fifth, Marcus O'Neill, third base, a junior. Then Paul McDonald, center fielder, a senior. Batting in the seventh hole, Ryan Walt, second baseman, senior. Eighth is right fielder, freshman Jacob Grossnickel. Batting ninth, the left fielder, Andrew Nossman. He is a senior. Yesterday for Rushi in the 6-2 win, 13 hits. And here is who got them. Felix Francis was 1-for-2. Braylon Cordonier, 3-of-4. Braden Monin, 3-of-4. Hayden Quinter, 2-of-3. Jude Counts, 3-of-4. Ben Renderly, 1-of-3. A dozen hits for Troy Christian. Carson Dyer did walk twice in the leadoff spot. Will Twist was 2-of-5. Camden Kokol, 3-of-4. Judah Simmons, 1-of-4. Marcus O'Neill, 2-of-3. Paul McDonald, 1-of-3. Ryan Waltz, 1-of-2, and Andrew Notzman was 2-for-2, hitting for Troy Christian. We've got the first pitch upcoming. We'll return shortly. Jack Kramer here at Princeton on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, here we go. Jude Counts on the bump for the Rushi Raiders, finishing up his warm-up throws. Rushi Raiders in the white pants, bright yellow gold jerseys, blue numbers, white trim, blue caps, the script gold R on the front of the caps. Troy Christian, gray pants, black shirts. They've got the gold numerals on the backs of the jerseys. There is a little bit of green trim around those numerals. And they wear gray helmets. Coming to the plate for Troy Christian here to start the game today, Carson Dyer, Will Twist, Camden Kokel. And it is important, KC, you don't allow base runners before Kokel steps in for Troy Christian. He's the third hitter, and he is the best athlete on this Troy Christian team.
Yeah, he sure had a good game yesterday, that's for sure. And he is their leader, and you're right. You've got to get him up with the bases empty if you want to have success against them.
Yep, he was 3-for-4 yesterday, a double, two singles, knocked in 5 runs, was walked intentionally once. Rushi Raiders defensively, Aiden Quinter at third. Great Monin is at short. Second baseman Zeb Schultze. At first base for Rushi is Maddox Kubo. Outfield for the Raiders is as follows. Or I should say Braylon Cordonier is at short. My miscue. Braylon right. Monin is in left. Braylon pitched yesterday. He slides to the shortstop position. Infield Quinter, Cordonier, Schultze, and Gubo. Monin is out in left. Center fielder Felix Francis. Right fielder Mike Agresip. And we're all set to go. As Carson Dyer, pitcher for Troy Christian, opposing number for Jude Counts today here in this game, steps in. Squares to bunt, takes a high strike, and it's 0-1 on Dyer for Troy Christian after the opening pitch. Dyer did not get a hit yesterday, did walk twice. Strike two called, Counts, whips one in there over the outside corner at the knees. Infield straight away for Dyer, back foot on the rear line of the box. Counts throws a breaker down and away for a ball, 1-2. Quinter at third, about 3 steps in front of the bag. In fairly deep left field is Monin. Cordonier medium depth at short. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Dyer. Oh, it's a big hook. Look out. He struck him out looking.
Woo! Nice spot. Outside corner. Buckled his legs.
Well done, but Jude counts. That was a dandy breaker with big-time bite. Carson Dyer up and out, called out on strikes to begin the game for Troy Christian. Here's Will Twist, the shortstop. Twist swings and nubs the ball foul over to the right, strike one. Again, Rushi plays the second Troy Christian hitter straight away. We'll see how they shift the alignment for the next hitter, Camden Kokel. There's a high curve, stayed above the letters, a ball, a strike. 1-1 on Twists for Troy Christian, who went 2-for-5 yesterday in the 13-6 win over Bradford. Or I should say 13-8 win. Bradford tallied 2 in the 7th. Here's a check swing, an appeal to first, ruled safe, no swing, and it's 2-1 on Twists. Nobody on, one out. Troy Christian, top of the first. Southwest D4 regional championship game. Raiders and Eagles. Counts is low, a little bit inside with a fastball, and it's 3-1. Troy Christian took advantage of 9 walks yesterday. 6 of them scored. Here is the windup. The pitch by Counts. 3-1. Upstairs, a heater. And Twist is aboard for Camden Kokel.
You can already tell, Jack, that this umpire does not like anything high. It is a low strike zone today.
Yep, number 20, Kokel hits, all Southwest District senior. Heck of a catcher for this club. Phenomenal batter. Good hitter on the campaign, 455. Cleared the bases with a double yesterday against Bradford, knocked in 3, had another double, and sent home 2 on that two-bagger. Runner at first with a lead, pitch to Kokel. Little above the letters, very close. Nibbling as Counts in the high part of the strike zone, but can't get the strike call from the plate ump. 1-0 strikes, 1-0 on Kokel. Open stance, right-hand hitter, and time is called.
That's 3 pitches that Counts as looks like normally would got a strike call, but the umpire is not calling the high strike.
3 umpire system here today. Umpire in the middle of the diamond is to the first base side of the second base bag in the grass. Here's a late swing by Kokel, and he slices one into right field. It is a clean single. Twist makes the wide turn at second, hangs on. Quick recovery by Greasup and right for Rushi. And he airmails it back in. And Troy Christian has got something started. 2 on, 1 out in the top of the first inning. Good solid base hit by Kokel. He took the fastball, inside out swing. And he poked it to right field. Had good barrel on it. Here's Judah Simmons hitting from the left side. He's a junior. Wide open stance. 2 runners on for Troy Christian. And Counts whips a fastball in there. Simmons cannot touch it. It's a strike.
Kokel picks up where he did left off yesterday.
He is having one heck of a regional tournament now. 4-5 is Camden Kokel for Troy Christian. 2 on, 1 out. Troy Christian, top of the first. Breaking ball off speed around the plate. Little up. The ball a strike. 1-1 on Simmons. Interestingly, center fielder Felix Francis for Rushi shading Simmons a little to the left of center. Not expecting Simmons to pull. Counts. And here's a swing and a ball topped on 1-2, bounces to first. Good play by Maddox, first baseman for Rushi. He smothers that ball in the grass, and then covering first is Counts. The lateral is made, out recorded. Runners move up second and third.
Yeah, it was a nice play, just to take the routine out. Simmons did not have a good day hitting yesterday, and he starts out with a tough one today, so they're hoping he can get going.
Marcus O'Neill hits from the right side for Troy Christian. 2 of 3 yesterday, 2 runners in scoring position here. Fastball at the bill of the helmet, a ball. No score, Troy Christian threatening, 2 on, 2 out, top of the first. Rushi yet to bat. Counts has the sign from Unverfirth, delivers. Outside corner, 2-seamer, and he got the call. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Shading right center is Felix Francis in center field for Rushi. against the right-hand batter. Curveball bending, and it floats, doesn't snap into the strike zone.
Wow.
It was above the letters at the plate. Deemed a ball by the plate ump. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Second and third, two out for Troy Christian. Top of the first. Count stretching, delivering. Fastball is in on the knuckles of the hitter, who rolls it foul to the on-deck batter. And we're even up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Paul McDonald, center fielder, a senior, hits next. Two balls, two strikes, 2-1, 2-out. Counts is way high, and it's full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on O'Neill for Troy Christian. Slight wind blowing in from right center. 3-2 offering, but counts is a foul ball scooped in the air off to the right, and it is over the Rushi dugout right side of the complex here at Princeton. You look out and you see I-75 traffic buzzing north and south. 320 down the lines, 360 in the power alleys, 385 to center. Full count pitch, fastball, check swing, and it's looked over by the batter, called a ball upstairs, loaded now for Troy Christian.
Troy Christian benefiting from the no call on the high strike. Matt Counts has thrown a bunch of them very close.
Yep, Jude Counts now has the bases full, and Troy Christian hitting with the sacks clogged. Brief conference on the mound now for the Rushi Raiders infield. Here comes Kevin Flippo out. Gives us an opportunity to remind you about Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Rushi, actually in Newport, Route 66, just north of Newport. You want your car to look darn near brand new again, easy for me to say as I'm tongue-tied. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport can revitalize your vehicle the way you want it. Hyatt's will make a positive difference in how your car rides, looks, and feels. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet, give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from a variety of shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small. Details are our business at Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. Conference over, bases loaded. Counts on the mound for Rushi. Throws low and outside to the new hitter, McDonald. Bases jammed for Troy Christian here in the top of the first inning. Two outs.
Jack, I think Flippo went in there to calm Counts down. I think he's getting really frustrated with some of the calls he's not getting.
Right-hand batter close to the plate. Counts swings into action. There's a ball sprayed foul over the dugout behind first. That's Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. Motorcycles, cars, trucks, tractors, boats, and buses. Hyatt's renews and restores the appearance of your vehicle. Phone 937-295-5268. Counts pitching. High curveball. He couldn't get the snap on it he wanted. It stayed well above the zone, and it's 2-1. Two balls a strike, 2-1. On McDonald. Bases loaded for Troy Christian. There's a low two-seam fastball caught on the ground by Unverfirth. And it's 3-1. Troy Christian had a field day yesterday getting bases on balls. Two of them already here in the top of the first today. Counts pitches, fastball, bounced right back up the middle, deflected by Counts. Second baseman Schultze gobbles it up. Lateral to Cordonier. Force out is in order, and the Raiders get out of the jam. We played a half inning here at Princeton. Troy Christian nothing, Rushi coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. with remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software. It's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Hey, don't forget, a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com is in Fort Loramie, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane. Glad to be aboard here on ScoresBroadcast.com. It is a fourth-generation business now, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. 9109 State Route 66. Schaefer Oil provides gasoline and diesel fuels along with motor oil to farms, home heating, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. And Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, home heating, businesses, and trucking companies. Supporting ScoresBroadcast.com and high school academics and athletics is Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Glad to have you folks aboard here on ScoresBroadcast.com. And before that top half of the first inning ended, we were sharing with you info about Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. It is the best and most popular vehicle detailing service around for 50 miles or more. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport, Route 66, just north of Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru. That's Hyatt's Details and Rentals. New sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Hyatt will make your car look darn near brand new again. Felix Francis leads off for the Rushi Raiders. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on him. Carson Dyer on the bump for Troy Christian. Threw about 25 pitches yesterday in relief against Bradford. There's a ball sliced hard to second. Will Twist with a backhand stop. Gloves fires on across to first, out. One away, and Twist, unlike yesterday, looked pretty smooth as he gathered himself, made a backhand play, and tossed on to first for the out.
I think that was the first ball we saw Twist actually, you know, throw over there. He only had a couple opportunities yesterday, and he struggled with both of them, so good confidence builder for him.
Looked like his delivery, his style of making that throw from short to first, has been altered a little bit since yesterday. Made a very good play to start the bottom of the first inning. Felix Francis retired on the sharp grounder to short. Infield for Troy Christian. Plays up pretty snug. Here's Braylon Cordonier. You're in the two-hole. Swings and belts a hard line drive. It's a low liner between first and second, between the first baseman and second baseman. That's the 3-4 hole into right field for Cordonier. Coming off a great game at the plate yesterday. He had a triple, two singles. Starts off with a single here today against Carson Dyer.
We saw a lot of big hits yesterday. That triple he had, though, may have been the biggest of the whole day.
Here is Braden Monin from the right side. Monin looks at a strike from Carson Dyer. In and over, nothing and one. Cordonier on at first. Cordonier 487 on the year. Leadoff batter for Rushi. Felix Francis was at 442. Monin's at 355. He swings, golfs one to left, pretty well hit. Left fielder retreating, sticks up the mitt, and spears it for the out. Good play and fairly deep left. Andrew Nossman hauled it in, two retired. As Rushi stinging the ball pretty well, fine contact, first three hitters.
Yeah, Monin turned on the inside pitch. Looked like he got it pretty good. Thought he might have had a chance to get it over that left fielder's head, but they're playing pretty deep.
Here is Hayden Quinter. Pitched him in the dirt, low and away. You are so right, Casey. Left and center fielders, a good 280, 285 from home plate. Quinter steps in. Cordonier, short lead at first. Dyer stretching, pitches in the dirt, gets through the catcher. Cole goes to the backstop. Runner in scoring position at second base now in the person of Cordonier for Rushi.
Well, the Raiders have to be, also they're going to be fortunate too, because as tight as the zone was for them on defense, now the zone's going to be tight for them on offense.
So Dyer, the pitcher on the mound for Troy Christian, in a hole. 2-0 here on Hayden Quinter of the Raiders. Important at bat. Rushi with a chance to jump in front with a base knock. Raiders cracked out 7 hits in the first 2 innings yesterday. Here's Dyer throwing way outside and low to Quinter. And Dyer may elect to have nothing much to do with Quinter now. Behind in the count, 3-0. On deck for Rushi is Jude Counts, the Raiders hurler. Good, solid right-hand batter. 3-0 offering. Let's see if Quinter's swinging. Strike called on the outside corner at the waist, and it's 3-1.
I was watching Dyer's warm-ups here, and he wasn't super, super sharp, so he's got to try to find his range here.
One on, two out. Rushi, bottom of the first. Here's a big breaking curveball from Dyer, and it looks pretty good. Dyer, in amazement, peers in toward his dugout. It's called ball 4 upstairs.
The fans are getting restless, too. You can hear them chirping about the calls.
That strike in the chest at the letters not being called so far in this game. 2 on for Rushi with 2 out here in the bottom of the first. Jude Counts hits way low and outside. Dyer missed the strike zone to plenty. Kokel, the catcher, went sprawling for it in the left-hand batter's box. 2 on for the Raiders. 2 away, bottom of the first. No score. Carson Dyer to Jude Counts. Low and outside with a big hook. 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. 2 on Rushi. Raiders a chance to grab the lead here at the start. The pitch to Counts, hit off the end of the bat to the second baseman. It's about 10 feet from the second base bag. Nice play. Second sacker's got it. It is Ryan Waltz shoveling off to the shortstop. Will twist for the force. And the top of the first, bottom of the first, in the same way. Force outs at second base from second to short. And the two teams combine to leave 5 on base in the first inning. We go to the second. No score on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Okay, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the whole area. Barker Insurance will tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. We start the top of the second. Jude counts on the hill for Rushi. A good-looking strike, then a ball to the first hitter, Ryan Waltz, the second baseman for Troy Christian, who swings, and he cracks a ground ball, sliced it toward the first baseman. Maddox Gubo goes off the bag about 10 feet, bobbles, keeps it in front, shovels on the plate, it counts, out recorded. Nicely done between Maddox and Counts as Maddox Gubo slid over to his right, got in front of the ball. That was so important. He kept it within reach. It didn't get behind him, and he made the play to Counts to nip the runner.
He stayed with it.
One gone. Good play. Maddox Gubo to Counts. Here is Jacob Grossnickel, right fielder, freshman, hitting in the eighth hole for Troy Christian. Slightly open stance, guards the plate closely. And the first two pitches are balls from Counts. No score, top of the second. Rushi nothing, Troy Christian nothing. The windup by Jude, fastball, might have been foul tipped into the mitt of Unverfirth, and it's a strike, 1-2.
One thing we have neglected to mention that I'm sure has been talked about a lot by both of these fan bases is this is not the first time these schools have met in a regional final this year. These two squads faced off in a basketball regional final in March at Trent Arena.
In fact, the two clubs played twice in hoops in the regular season, once in the Piqua Holiday Tourney. Here's a high fly ball hit down the right field line. Well struck on the play by Grossnickel. Right fielder Greasup at the stripe can't make the play. Lunge for it, slid to the ground. Ball kicked toward the bullpen in the right field corner. A trip ball for Grossnickel of Troy Christian.
Yeah, he had it. Greasop tried to make the diving catch, and once it fell in, it just kept rolling down to the corner. That was a nice hit for the Eagles.
Up second straight inning, Troy Christian gets a base runner to third. And here's Andrew Nossman, left fielder. Troy Christian now hitting from the right side. Stance a little bit closed. He's near the plate. Pitch but counts. Yep, two-seamer caught the outside corner at the knees. No score, top of the second. Troy Christian threatening for the second straight inning. Infield way up at short and second. Quinter creeps in at third. A cut by Notsman. He comes up empty. Notsman a good ripple, but no contact. He's down, nothing in two. Counts needs a strikeout. Quick delivery to the plate upstairs. The ball and two strikes, 1-2. A stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Big pitch but counts, fouled straight back to the screen. Still a ball and two strikes. That's Barker Insurance, Route 25A, south of Anna, north of Sydney, 937-492-1857. 492-1857, number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure, long time 16-year sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Counts delivers, breaking pitch, stayed high, 2-2. 2-2 on Nossman here for Troy Christian. Runner at third, Grossnickel, who tripled along the right field line. Counts hums in a fastball. No, it's an inch or two above the letters. Count is full, 3-2. A lot of pitches for Jude here in the first inning and a third. Runner creeps down the line at third. Pitch by Counts. Oh, it's a wild one. It's way outside for ball four. Goes to the backstop. Unverfirth retrieves. Counts covers the plate. Throw is through the mitt of Counts. Would have been safe anyway. Batter runner stays put at first. He walked. And Troy Christian has drawn first blood. Base on balls, Nossman. Wild pitch for the hurler Counts of Rushi. 1-0 Eagles on top, top of the second inning. And the lineup gets turned over. Here comes Carson Dyer, who struck out to start the game for Troy Christian. Eagles have scored a triple, a wild pitch on ball four. Leading at first is Nossman. Pitch to Dyer from Counts, way outside, breaking ball.
And we talked about it in the pregame. Jude, when he's throwing it over, gets a lot of people out in pretty quick order. But his strike-to-ball ratio is not the best, about 5 to 3.5 or so. He does get behind in the count on days he's not real sharp. There's a strike call to the hitter Carson Dyer of Troy Christian. Runner at first, counts, delivers. Curveball hangs inside, doesn't catch the corner. 2-1 the count, is that correct, Casey? 2-1?
Yeah, I believe so. What's he got? Maybe 2 calls for a curveball for a strike? Some of them have been very close. He's getting frustrated for sure.
Yep, somewhat of a tight zone by this plate ump here today at Cincinnati Princeton. There's an outside corner breaker, ruled strike 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Dyer for Troy Christian, which is scored here in the second. Runner at first base with 1 out. The pitch to Dyer, it's way over in the left-hand batter's box. Good stab by Unverfirth to save a wild pitch, and the count goes full. Counts looks at first. Here he comes. Check swing, foul ball to the right.
He is not going to throw a curveball. He's not been getting the call. So he's coming at him with the heat here. That first one was right off the fist there. Look for another fastball here.
Full count. Carson Dyer of Troy Christian. Runner on at first. One away. There's a two-seamer down the middle at the knees. Swing and a miss. Dyer strikes out for the second time in this game. A big K right there from counts for Rushi. Two gone for the Eagles in the second. Here's Will Twiss. He walked back in the first inning, did eventually get to third. As the Eagles left 3 on in the top of the first, didn't score. Count zips a fastball in. It's above the letters. Ball 1. The ball no strikes on Twiss. Freshman shortstop for Troy Christian. Did produce the base on balls, as I mentioned, in the first inning. Counts with a look at first. Nostman is over there. Here's a cut by the hitter, Will Twiss. He can't find it. It's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on him. Top of the second inning. Troy Christian has leaped in front. 1 zip over Rushi. Counts low and away on the breaker. 2 balls and a strike, 2-1. Pitch count for Jude Counts for the Rushi Raiders has got to be in the 30s.
That was 41 right there.
Wow. Man, oh man, he is getting rising numbers. That's pitch number 42 up and in under the chin of the batter Twiss. Troy Christian took advantage of poor pitching yesterday from Bradford and beat the Railroaders 13-8. Here's the pitch right down the middle by Counts. I think we're even up at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. Let's see if Troy Christian has Nostman moving at first. Perhaps on this pitch or the next. Counts stretching. Uh-oh, he must have shrugged a shoulder as the umpire in the middle of the diamond alerts everybody that a balk has been called.
I didn't see it, Jack.
Nope, we were not available to see it. It happened on the backside of Counts. His right shoulder made a big-time flinch. Base umpire signaled such, and it's a balk, and in a scoring position is Nossman. He is down at second. 2 out for the Eagles here in the second inning.
Full count here.
And Troy Christian leads Rushi by a score of 1-0. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and Twiss. And you don't want to put him on because guess what?
Mr. RBI.
Yep, Camden Kokel on deck for Troy Christian. Counts, big pitch, 3-2 offering to Twiss. Fastball right down the pipe. He struck him out looking. Wow, that was a beauty. Good comeback, 3-2 offering to Counts. Nails Twiss with strike 3 called. Troy Christian does produce a run. We go to the bottom of the second. Eagles 1, Raiders nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too, online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Up here we go. Raiders trail by a run. One zip, bottom of the second. Schultze, Rinderly, Unverfirth for the Rushi Raiders, who got a hit from Braylon Cordonier with one down in the first, didn't score. Troy Christian tacked on a run, top of the second. A triple, a wild pitch. And it's a 1-0 lead, Eagles. Dyer opens up the second against Rushi. Schultze, who looks at one upstairs, curveball missed high. Fastball, yipper, it's on the inside corner at the knees. A ball and strike, 1-1. Outfield around to the left for Schultze, and pretty deep. Shortstop twist creeping in. There is an inside pitch, inside out swing, but Schultze chops it to the first baseman. Nice play down there by Judah Simmons on the third op. He cradles it, trots to the bag, touches for the out. Schultze retired, first base unassisted. Here's Ben Rinderly. Hits from the right side. He's a left-handed hurler for Rushi and a good one. Might see him today before it's over. Who knows? Big open stance for Rinderly. Dyer pitches a bender. It is well outside in the left-handed hitting box. The ball no strikes, 1-0 on Rinderly. He cracked a sharp single, a long one, down the left field line yesterday for the Raiders. Curveball by Dyer below the knees, 2-0.
He did that on his first at-bat yesterday. I think they gave him curveballs the rest of the game. And so Dyer's already started out with two curveballs here.
Shortstop twists for Troy Christian, shading second just a little bit. Pitch to Rinderly. There's a breaker low and away, 2-1. Very deep in center field is McDonald for Troy Christian. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 lead, Troy Christian over Rushi. Pitch to Rinderly is up, and it's ball four. I may have momentarily lost track of the count. That was a 3-1 offering, and Rinderly is aboard with one out for Rushi here in the bottom of the second.
3-0 offering. Those were four straight balls there.
I thought there might have been a pitch called a strike.
I'm sure it was close.
I misinterpreted one.
They're plate
umpire's mechanics. I did not digest it properly, but Rinderly will take it. He's aboard. Four straight pitches out of the zone. One down for Rushi. Here's Cooper Unverfirth, and it is a ball. Troy Christian not happy with that call. 1-0 here on Unverfirth. Runner at first for the Raiders. One out, second inning. Score, 1-0, Troy Christian. Unverfirth from the right side. Close stance. Looks at a pitch above the letters. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on him. 2-0 on Cooper. Stretch but Dyer. Rinderly on at first. Outside target by the catcher. Pitch misses the target. It's way in off the edge. 3-0. Well, Dyer in jeopardy of throwing an eighth straight ball to two Rushi hitters, and he does so. It's about 7 feet off the ground, way high to Unverfurth. And I think maybe both pitchers are becoming a little frustrated with the fairly tight strike zone behind the plate.
Yeah, this reminds me of the strike zone we saw in the state championship game 2 years ago. Of course, Lincoln View's pitcher, I can't remember that, Ohio State-bound.
Landon Price,
yes. He could not adjust that day. I think it's as tight as it was then.
As a pitcher, you're used to getting that call all season, and now you get to the regional finals and you're not getting the call. It's a tough adjustment for a kid.
Yep, here's Mike Agresip stepping in from the right side. Right fielder for the Raiders, senior. Big opportunity, two on, nobody out. Two straight walks by Dyer of Troy Christian. Eight consecutive offerings out of the zone. There's a big curveball. He is on the inside corner. Agresip punched over a little bit, tried to make it look a little more in toward his body than it was. It nipped the inside edge. And that breaks the streak of eight balls out of the zone thrown by Dyer. Two on for Rushi, bottom of the second. 1-0 Troy Christian. Outside target, but Kokel the catcher. Pitch is low. Kokel held it there. Umpire shrugged his shoulders. And it's 1-1. A ball, a strike on Grisev. Two aboard for Rushi, bottom of the second. 1-0 Troy Christian. Pitch to Grisev, fastball. It is a good one on the outside half, just below the waist, and it's strike two.
We have one out here in the bottom of the second, and yep. We've already seen six walks today by both these pitchers, each.
And none of them are wild.
And the two pitchers have combined for about 70-some throws off the bump so far. Late swing, hard ground ball, Grisep right side, and it snakes through the diamond into right field. Base hit, everybody moves up one. Single by Grisep as he cracked it through the right side of the diamond. Second baseman was sneaking toward the second base bag, trying to keep the runner a little closer to it. And thus, a big hole was created on the right side of the diamond. Rushi with three on now, one out. And the middle infield umpire and the plate umpire confer between third and home. Not sure what this could be about. Maybe possible interference call down there at third with the Rushi runner. Don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say. The first baseman looked like he was short coming off the ball, going for the ball. Maybe he was shielded by the runner at first. It's really hard to say what they're talking about here. He's talking about something at third base. You're right.
Plate umpire is conferring now with Tony Ferraro, head coach Troy Christian. They're about 15 feet in foul ground between home and third. And now the two base umpires talk to each other as the plate ump continues the conversation with Ferraro. And now Rushi's coaching staff enters into the conversation. Right now, bases are loaded for Rushi. One out, Felix Francis ready to hit. Rushi down 1-0. Second hit for Rushi, just registered, Mike Agresip.
Now both head coaches are in on the conversation with the plate umpire.
Grisep steered a hard ground ball through the right side of the diamond. Hey, the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and across the U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool manufacturing, special grinds, and tool resharpening at a fraction of the replacement cost. We also do all kinds of machining and precision grinding. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi. Experienced machinists are wanted. Various other entry-level spots, too. You can also contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. If you cannot attend the big game, join O'Reilly and Scores Broadcast for all the exciting action. Go Raiders! Well, much to do about nothing. No change in the situation or circumstance. They're loaded, one out for Rushi. Dyer throws, change up at the knees, a strike called. to Felix Francis, leadoff batter for the Raiders. He grounded hard to Twist, the shortstop for Troy Christian in the first. Dyer throws. There's a high chop. It's in the hole between third and short. Third baseman can't get it. One run scores. Here comes the second for the Raiders. He slides safely across home plate, and Rushi grabs a 2-1 lead. Rinderly in, Unverfurth in. He made the headlong swan dive through the right-hand batter's box, beat the throw as Felix Francis cranked a single to left. Ball hit hard, a big chopper. Third baseman would have had to have been a dozen feet tall to spear that one. Big hit, two-run single, Francis. Rushi in front, 2-1.
And now he gets to face Cordonier, Jack.
Runners at first and second, one away. Here is Braylon Cordonier, a chance to really put a charge into the ball and take this lead to two runs or three. Pitch to Cordonier. There's a very high strike, nothing in one.
That they've not been calling that all game, so he changed the call on that one.
Outfield, a little right of center. Troy Christian, center fielder McDonald in center, right center. He is 300 feet from home plate. Wide, outside, a ball to Cordonier, 1-1.
Interesting, the right fielder isn't as deep as you would expect him to be either.
Left fielder is a good 275 from home plate. Dyer throws, swing and a miss by Braylon. Up and away pitch. He could not get a piece of it. He's down, a ball and two strikes, 1-2. Right fielder really shading the line. He's only in fair territory, about 30 feet or so. Pitch to Cordonier, inside corner. He looks it over, doesn't swing, takes it, he's out. I think Braylon knew that it was on the plate for strike three.
Did a nice job working outside, and then it came inside on that pitch.
2-1 lead, Rushi, bottom of the second. Runners at first and second for the home team, the Raiders. Two away for Braden Monin, who flew out to left first time. Cordonier singled his first trip. Ball low and away to Monin. Rushi with three singles in this game. Scoring thanks to a couple of walks, a couple base hits. There's a high bouncing ball over the pitcher's head, right in front of the second base bag. Good play by Twist. Oh, a dandy. Fires on to first and got Monin by a step and a half as Twist took that ball away from his second baseman, Waltz. Good thing he did. Out recorded at first. Rushi does get two. We go to the third. Raiders 2, Eagles 1 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Up as we go to the third, here's a breakdown on pitch counts for these two hurlers. Counts for Rushi, dire for Troy Christian, 44 throws. Now 46 with two pitches here in the third for counts, 38 for Dyer. 1-1 offering to the new hitter, Will Twist, for Troy Christian, who starts the third, and he lifts a very high fly ball, a skyscraper, to short right. Coming in, Francis from center, right fielder Greasep calls and takes it. One out for Troy Christian here in the top of the third inning. Twist had walked in the first.
That was Kokel, Jack. I caught that too myself.
My mistake. That was Camden Kokel. Big out as I was a batter off.
So was I. I just noticed that. This is Simmons, and he bats after Kokel.
That is a big retire by counts to keep Kokel off the base. Outstanding player, best athlete on the Troy Christian team. He's retired to start the third inning. And here is Judah Simmons, who steps in after Kokel flies to right. Swing and a miss by Simmons, and a high one, a strike on Simmons. It was Twist who ended the second inning for Troy Christian.
Backwards K. He had counts that back-to-back strikeouts to end the last inning.
And Kokel kicks off the third with a fly ball to right. Simmons the hitter now for the Troy Christian Eagles, who trail Rushi 2-1. A run in the second for Troy Christian, two in the second for Rushi. Count swings into action. Simmons looks at it upstairs. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Simmons, left-hand batter for the Troy Christian Eagles. And yesterday in the victory over Bradford, Simmons got a base knock in the seventh here. He takes a late swing, and he lofts a fly ball out toward left. Braden Monin coming in. It's all his. He reaches up and snags it. Two routine fly balls here against counts in the third for Troy Christian batters. One to right, one to left.
Looks like counts is trying to make their adjustments to let him hit the ball, get the ball across the plate. Trust his defense.
Marcus O'Neill, third baseman. Junior hits now for Troy Christian. Slightly open stance. He's fairly snug to the plate. Counts fires. A rip, a foul ball to the screen. Nothing in one. Good cut by the batter. O'Neill yesterday for Troy Christian. Started the game with a single in his first two at-bats. Grounded out to short. Was hit by a pitch in the seventh. There's a big hook. Oh, look at the bite on that one from counts. Wow, that snapped off a couple of feet and wound up below the waist on the outside corner for strike two. Fastball, two-seamer in under the hands. A cut, a whiff and a miss by the batter who strikes out. Good inning for counts as he retires three on less than a dozen pitches. We go to the bottom of the third. Rushi 2, Troy Christian 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Bottom of inning number two. Here comes Rushi leading 2-1 over Troy Christian. Southwest Region Championship Division IV baseball here at Cincinnati Princeton. Holding the bat high in the batter's box for the Raiders is Braden Monin. Pitch misses the inside corner. A ball, no strikes. Dyer, the pitcher for Troy Christian, is at 38 on the count. There's a swing. Ball scalded toward short. Oh, a backhand play, but twist. Look what I found. He snares it and shoots a throw on over to first to get Monin by a stride. Will Twist had it in the mitt. Don't know that he had it in the glove at first.
He got a quick release, though. He got it over there. He doesn't throw the ball particularly hard across the diamond.
One out, 6-3. He's made a couple plays in this game. My mistake, that was not Monin. Monin made the last out of the second inning for the Rushi Raiders. That was Aiden Quinter who hit that ball hard toward short. I recognize Jude counts when he's in the box. So Quinter was retired on that ball laced to short. And here's counts. A ball inside to him. There's a low pitch, but Dyer swung on, missed, but counts. Monin was retired to end that second inning on the ball hit back over the mound. Good play by Twist, who made the snatch in front of the second base bag and threw him out at first. Quinter retired. Good play by Twist seconds ago. Counts ahead in the count. Two balls, a strike. There's a ball hit, a rope toward short. Twist lunges off to his right in the hole. Might have gotten the tip end of the glove on it. And the ball snakes through into left. Jude counts, cracks a solid single.
Back-to-back hard ground balls toward the shortstop area. So this one got through, but they're starting to time him up a little better.
Four hits now for Rushi. Here's Ebb Schultze stepping in. Rushi in the lead, 2-1, bottom of the third. A lot of high, thin clouds have filtered in overhead, dimming the sunshine. Pitch by Dyer, a little high. And the battery, Kokol, the catcher. Dyer, the pitcher, wanted that one. Schultze with an open stance, head in the count, 1-0. Runner at first, Raiders. Pitch on the hands, hit sharply to third. Third baseman falls down, makes a backhand play, safe at first. Here's a throw across the diamond. Runner for Rushi from first, scurries all the way around to third. The ball gets away on the throw to third, and Rushi scores the run. How about that?
Wow. Jack, it's been a while if I've ever seen it. A ball hit so hard to the third baseman that he gets back on his heels and falls down on his rear end. Tried to get up and gun it. And didn't get it there in time. So then first baseman makes a mistake and kind of tries to get the guy out of third. And nobody's really covering.
So two singles in the inning. Error on the throw by Troy Christian across the diamond. Simmons, he corked one past the third baseman. Rushi, such a serious threat to take the extra base when the option presents itself. We'll put pressure on you. Did then. Troy Christian didn't handle it well. Throwing error, Eagles. And Rushi now has a runner out at second base. That is Schultze, who scorched the ball on the infield at third base. Hit it so hard, the third baseman, Marcus O'Neill, made the play but wound up on his keister. He fell backward right on his fanny. Throw was late to first base. And then the first baseman chucked it across the diamond, made the throwing error. Swing by the new hitter, Renderly, for Rushi. And he hits a towering high fly behind first base, short right field, along the line. Right fielder Grossnickel hustles in and makes the catch for Troy Christian. Second out of the frame. Runner at second, two away for Rushi. Fly ball to right.
That was by no means a routine play, though. That almost fell.
Yep, right fielder had to cover some territory, having started out fairly deep for Renderly. Here is Cooper Unverfirth, runner at second, and he hits a grass cutter to the second baseman for Troy Christian. It is right to Ryan Waltz. He fields right between his legs, throws on to first, routine play, out, inning over. Unverfirth hits a ground ball. Play good from 4-3 for Troy Christian, which is out of the inning, but Rushi gets an insurance run, plays add-on. We are through three complete. Rushi 3, Troy Christian 1 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Well, timely hitting by Rushi through the first three innings. Thus, the Raiders have inched out ahead by a count of 3-1. Big plays at the plate by Rushi batters. Singles in this game from Cordonier, Francis, Greasup. Counts, Schultze, five hits, five players getting into the act. Timely hits for the Raiders, three runs, five hits so far. Big plays by Rushi's offense. Those have been the Wisebridge plays of this game to this point. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. It is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
A little bit of a breeze blowing in from center, right center field here at Cincinnati Princeton as we look out over the complex toward I-75. Ball Diamond runs from the southwest to the northeast, 320 down the lines, 360 to the gaps, 385 to center. Jude Counts, who had a very quick third inning, begins work on Paul McDonald as we start the top of the fourth for Troy Christian. Counts coming back with a strike, swing and a miss. After Counts delivered two balls, outside target set up by Unverfirth. There's a ball bounced. One big hop, leaping play by Quinter at third. Oh, the throw eludes the first baseman. Maddox Gubo can't convert the out, gets away. Runner on first for the Troy Christian Eagles. Was that throw off the mark?
Yeah, it was a little bit, but it was catchable for sure. It looked like he just kind of went sidearm, went submarine, and kind of just slinged it over there, kind of nonchalant. It wasn't accurate. First baseman had to stretch for it, but could not pick it.
Yep, tough break for Rushi. We'll credit the error, E5. McDonald is aboard. Here's Ryan Waltz. He bunts. Third base side, foul. Top of the fourth inning, Troy Christian, runner at first, no one out. Rushi 3, Troy Christian 1. Two runs in the second for Rushi, a run in the third. Troy Christian took the lead, one zip, top of the second. Raiders have had five hits with five different players so far. Troy Christian, a couple of hits, a single by Kokel. Triple by Grossnickel along the right field line in the second. He scored on a wild pitch. Momentary delay. An equipment adjustment for the Rushi catcher, Unverfirth. Third baseman, Quinter. In a step or two on the grass at third, expecting bunt perhaps. Waltz at the plate for Troy Christian. Jude counts on the bump for Rushi. In the stretch, high inside, curveball didn't break. Important inning for Jude counts.
Sure is. He's starting to settle in a little bit, adjust to the umpire's calls.
Bottom three in the order. Strike outside corner, two-seamer. A cutter caught the edge of the plate. Waltz looked at it. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Waltz. Winding his counts. Swing and a high fastball. My mistake. It was 1-2, not 2-1, and that is a strikeout, a big one. Ryan Waltz climbed the ladder. He went fishing, came up empty. 5 Ks in this game for counts. One out, one on. Here's Grossnickel, who tripled along the right field line in the second inning and scored for Troy Christian. Runner at first, one away. Grossnickel from the right side, open stance. Bat cocked above the shoulder. Counts as wide with the curveball. The ball, no strikes, 1-0. On at first is Paul McDonald. Safe on the throwing error. Counts throws to first to Maddox Gubo. Tag applied, safe. Outfield has shifted more to the right for the hitter Grossnickel than during the first at bat. And he slices one along the right field line, down in the bullpen, foul ball, curling away, and out of play for a strike. Grossnickel's triple along the right field line has prompted Rushi's outfield to slide toward right center. Felix Francis is out there. Pitch to Grossnickel, runner going. Throw down to second and a hop. It is blocked by Rushi. Ball bounds away. Remains on the diamond. Runner in safely. Steal. Paul McDonald.
Caught a strike on the pitch.
So the hitter, Grossnickel, has two strikes on him.
Got an injury, Jack.
And perhaps a Rushi player took that bouncing throw at second base, perhaps off the chin or cheek.
Here's Schultze, I believe.
Yes, second baseman Zeb Schultze. Shaken up a little bit. He's being doctored over near the first base bag. Situation is this. We are in the top of the fourth. Rushi leads Troy Christian 3-1. Eagles have an out, a runner at second. And the hitter for Troy Christian is Grossnickel. He's down in the count, two strikes. 3-1 lead Raiders, top of the fourth. A cutaway styling salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children, too. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Beautiful hair, beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon, owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel. Open Monday through Saturday, 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Grossnickel steps back into the box. Plate umpire signals a ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Grossnickel. Runner at second, McDonald, who stole second. Curveball counts very far outside as Underfirth stabbed it in the middle of the left-hand batter's box. Runner at second for Troy Christian. Rushi leads 3-1, top of the fourth. Counts pitches a fastball in there, and it's lifted to right center. Felix Francis angles over. He makes the catch and wheels a throw toward third base. Cut off by Cordonia at short. The runner stays put.
And as you said, Counts is trying to, he's kind of getting in his rhythm now. He's not throwing a lot of balls. He's adjusted to the zone, and he's making him hit the ball.
Here is Andrew Nostman, left fielder. He was at bat in the second. He walked on a wild pitch that scored the Troy Christian run. Fastball upstairs, pitch high, but counts, a ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Nossman, hits down at the bottom, but he had two walks and two base hits yesterday in the 13-8 win by Troy Christian over Bradford. There's a strike, but counts a blazer on the outside half. 1-1. Troy Christian has a big run out there at second. Two-run lead, Rushi. Counts misses the outside corner. 2-1 on Nostman. On deck, Carson Dyer. Don't want to turn the lineup over here. Counts wants to put out the fire and retire Nostman. Here is the delivery. Inside fastball under the hand. Swing and a miss for the batter. Good spot, but counts. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. Boyd come right back up and in once again. 2-2 pitch by counts. Fastball way outside. Ball three. 3-2 wasn't even close. Nostman didn't have to think about that one. Outfield reasonably shallow for Nostman. Right-hand batter Francis parked in right center. 3-2 pitch by counts. There's a breaker. Swing and a miss. Oh, what a pitch by Jude counts. That may have been the biggest of this game so far. Second run for Troy Christian lurking out at second. And counts K's Nostman. He snapped one off. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Rushi leads Troy Christian. Regional Championship Division 4 here at Princeton on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Here comes Micah Greasup to the plate for Rushi. He singled in that big two-run second inning for the Raiders. He leads off the bottom of the fourth, and he swipes at a low outside curveball and comes up empty, strike one. No balls a strike. Carson Dyer on the bump for Troy Christian. He likes that breaking pitch. Here he comes again with it. A little up. Oh, it's called a strike. Greasup looked it over, took it. That may not have been a curve. Could have been a...
No, it was. It was.
It was a breaker. Caught the upper level of the zone. Here's the windup. But Dyer pitched to Greasup. Swing. Inside out cut. Ball flared. Right field line. It's right on the stripe. An amazing diving catch is made by the right fielder of Troy Christian. Oh, that was sparkling. Well done by Jacob Grossnickel as he came gliding in from his right field position.
That was a great diving stop.
Beautiful.
He laid out for that.
Fantastic play by Grossnickel. That had double written all over it as the ball was hit by Greasup along that right field line. And the right fielder came rambling in. Grossnickel picked it off.
He's also got the sun in his eyes.
That ball almost hit the ground. The mitt for Grossnickel was on the ground. Just a little leather between the ball and the turf. Good play by Grossnickel. One retired for Rushi. Here is the leadoff hitter, Felix Francis. Uh-oh, he gets into one. He scalds it high and deep. Left field. Left fielder retreating, going way back for Troy Christian. It's Nostman. He can't get to it. It's on the track. Bounds against the screen. It's a long double for Felix Francis.
He got that one up in the zone, and he took that all the way to the warning track. It looked like it might have had a chance to go out on that shot.
I tell you what, if the wind wasn't blowing in from center field, it might have gone out. He pummeled that one a good 325 or so to straightaway left. Francis really teed off on one. That was bolted, hit a country mile. He's parked at second. Here is Braylon Cordonier, a chance for a big ribby. Carson Dyer looks back at second, pitches to Cordonier, high and away for a ball. I don't think Carson Dyer wants much to do with Cordonier. Did get him looking on strikes in the second inning. Cordonier cracked a single back in the first. Pitch to Braylon, a breaker, outside corner, great spot. Plate umpire gave Dyer the edge, the black on the outside. And it's ruled a strike and a ball, 1-1 on Braylon. Outfield 300 feet or better from home. Here's an off-speed pitch. Cordonier hesitated, tried to time it, fouled it to the screen, and it's 1-2. Runner at second for Rushi, bottom of the fourth. Raiders 3, Troy Christian 1. Regional championship Division 4 baseball here at Princeton. The winner advances on to the state final four, Canal Park in Akron, next Saturday night at 7 against the Leesburg Fairfield Berlin Highland winner. Of course, last year, Rushi played Berlin Highland in the state championship game. Raiders got to the finals after beating St. Henry 1-0 in 8 innings in the state semi. There's a pitch low and in to Braylon Cordonier. That pitch missed the strike zone to plenty. Of course, 2 years ago, Rushi won it all, beating Newark Catholic and Van Wert Lincoln View in the state semi and finals. Here is the windup by Carson Dyer. Pitch to Cordonier. He turns on one, hits it, foul, ground ball, wide of first. Count on Braylon. Is it 3-2 or 2-2?
I believe it's 2-2, Jack.
Two balls, two strikes on Cordonier. Runner at second for Rushi. One out, bottom of the fourth inning. Raiders in the lead, 3-1. Trying to play add-on. Big at bat here. Will Dyer elect to throw a strike to Cordonier? It's way high and away, and Braylon showed good discipline. He didn't swipe at it, took it for ball three. 3-2. My goodness, the left fielder for Troy Christian is almost out of the stadium.
And it's a left-handed batter.
Yes. Nostman is 300 from home plate. Here's a flutter ball, a big changeup, not close to the zone. Ball four. Cordonier's on at first. First and second for Rushi in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Dyer wanted that one.
Braden Monin steps in. He is 0-for-2. And Dyer was hoping that Cordonier would get himself out and go after a very bad pitch. It didn't happen. Two on, one out. Rushi, bottom of the fourth. Big situation for Monin. Fastball, Dyer caught the corner of the plate on the outside for a strike. Monin's flown to left, grounded to short. He is due. Two aboard for the Raiders. Dyer in the stretch. Foul ball to the right, out of play, outside part of the plate pitch, and Monin spoiled it. He's down, nothing in two. No balls, two strikes, and Monin. Left fielder Nostman, extremely deep. Raiders runners with leads. Pitch to Monin, way up and in. Oh, it got him on the left shoulder. They're loaded. Here's Hayden Quinter. Boy, this is significant, important stretch in this game as Rushi tries to put some big-time separation between it and Troy Christian in the bottom of the fourth inning. Coach Ferraro out of the dugout for Troy Christian, signaling to his outfielders regarding positioning for Hayden Quinter. Twist, the shortstop, medium depth. Third baseman in front of the bag. Troy Christian plays a relatively shallow infield and an extremely deep outfield. Pitch by Dyer to Quinter behind his helmet. Ball one. Dyer momentarily has lost it.
So they're playing double play depth up the middle. But if they don't get it, they give up a run.
Bases loaded. Arushi. One down. Pitch to Quinter. Outside corner. Strike above the waist. Good location for Dyer. One and one. As he tries to come back against Hayden Quinter. He's walked and grounded to short. Bases jammed for the Raiders. One down. Bottom of the fourth. Rushi leads. 3-1. There's a pitch followed closely to the mitt, but Quinter, he looked it over, and it's ball two. Oh, it was a fraction below the knees. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. 3-1 lead. Rushi striving for more here in the fourth. The pitch to Quinter. Here's a bouncing ball toward short to Twist. He fields, flips it on to the second baseman covering. No relay to first. Force out is good, but a run scores. Quinter retired, or I should say the runner on first retired, 6-4. And Rushi's got runners now at first and third with two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning, leading by a score of 4-1. And I'm not sure what's going on. Head coach Tony Ferraro of Troy Christian talks to the base umpire in the middle of the diamond.
Jack, it was a hard slide in the second base, and they're checking on the fielder to see if he's okay. Or Ferraro is arguing that it was too hard of a slide.
And what Ferraro wants is an automatic double play, interference out at second.
Yes.
That's what he is hoping for, but I don't think he's going to roll the dice and get this call. It was right in front of that middle infielder.
They called him out.
Out on the force out. I thought that was the original call. I'm very confused.
Yeah, it is. Was the original call. I think what they're... Okay, so maybe they thought that the first base coach was pointing to the shortstop. Maybe he thought he'd bobbled it.
Oh.
Maybe he thought he bobbled it. And
My description of the play-by-play was routine force out, and that's the way it still stands.
Yeah, that's really what it was. I'm just trying to watch, and I can't hear anything, so I'm just trying to see by body language.
So we are in the bottom of the fourth. Rushi scored to go up 4-1. Quinter grounds into the force at second. Here's Jude Counts. Men on the corners. Wind up Bedire. It is low for a ball. Just down below the knees of Counts. A ball, no strikes. 1-0. Rushi has edged on top now by 3. Dyer to Counts. Big at bat. And it's low again. Ball 2. Dyer missing his spot just by a hair. And he appears to be frustrated. Troy Christian pitcher did not appreciate the last ball decision by the plate umpire. 2-0 on Counts. Delivery by Dyer. Inside corner. Yes. Strike. 2-1. Two balls, a strike on Counts. Runners at first and third for the Rushi Raiders. Quinter on at first. That's Braylon Credonier down there at third. Here's the windup, the pitch to the plate. Fastball just above the letters on the inside. 3-1 on Counts. I keep thinking that maybe Hayden Quinter will be taking off at first base. Here's the windup, Bedire. Stretch position, I should say. Pitch down low. It is in the dirt. Here's a steal attempt. Oh, it's a pickle.
He's going to score.
Quinter hung up between first and second. Here's a late throw by the shortstop to the first baseman. Sliding in safely is the Rushi runner. And a run scores. How about that?
Ferraro looks frustrated, too. I think he's upset with his players for letting that run score.
So Rushi gets a run home as Jude Counts was at the plate for the Rushi Raiders. He is now down at first. Let's re-describe that play. Let our listeners know exactly what happened. Run in from third for Rushi. Brian, how about your depiction?
Counts walked.
Yes, that was ball four on
yes.
Jude. That's what I meant to say. He walked. The runner on first on the pitch of the plate didn't advance hard to second base. Troy Christian threw the ball
right.
down that direction, and that was a foolish play by Troy Christian because the runner on first was forced to
right.
advance to second, and because of the throw out onto the diamond from behind the plate by Troy Christian, the runner for Rushi walked in from third. Haven't seen that happen maybe ever, but it just took place.
Very smart running play here by Rushi.
Yep. So Counts walks, run scores. Troy Christian throws ball four out between first and second as the runner on first for Rushi took off on the pitch, was stealing. Well, ball four, he gets second base. Troy Christian had to be wary of that runner at third, and the Eagles were not. And Rushi has scored two. Runners are now at first and second for the Raiders. Odd ball inning. Troy Christian went to sleep.
And don't forget, in the third, Rushi scored that one run on that hard hit to third with an error that happened there after Simmons at first base threw back to third.
Yep, here's Zeb Schultze with a sharp ground ball to short. Good play, but twists. He flips it on to a second baseman for the out. Raiders total two in the inning. Two runs in the frame for Rushi. They scrap and claw, manufacture a couple runs, and have extended the lead to 5-1 over Troy Christian as we go to the fifth. 5-1 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is the top of the fifth inning for Troy Christian. Ben Renderley, big senior left-hander, every bit of 6'4", 6'5", on the bump now for the Raiders in relief of Jude Counts, who faced just seven hitters in his last two innings. He was picking up steam as he began to motor right along. Renderley, two balls, no strikes on Carson Dyer to start the fifth for the Eagles, who trail Rushi now 5-1. Renderley's curveball spiked into center field. Felix Francis back 3-4 steps, and he picks it off for the out. Dyer struck it well, but right to Francis. One away for Troy Christian here in the fifth inning. Renderley has appeared in now nine games this year, 3-0 record, approaching 30 innings, 228 strikes, 148 balls, 1.96 ERA. Renderley among that quintet of hurlers, along with sophomore lefty Maddox Gubo. Of course, Cordonier and Counts and Braden Monin, who relieved Cordonier yesterday. Oh, there's a hook, a slow bender, swing and a miss by Will Twiss of Troy Christian. Head coach Kevin Flippo of Rushi coming right at this team, Troy Christian, with the righty-lefty combo of Counts and Renderley outside for a ball. 1-1 on Twiss, who's walked and struck out so far in this game. Rushi parlayed a double, a walk, a hit batsman, another walk. Good base running, a defensive lapse by Troy Christian into a big two-run fourth inning to stretch the lead to 5-1 Raiders here in the top of the fifth, Troy Christian batting.
That's what Rushi makes you do.
Rushi puts the pressure on you defensively. Renderley swings into action against Twiss. Low and in. Count is extended to 2-1 on the hitter for Troy Christian, who's played pretty much straight away. Monin in left, Quinter at third. Cordonier at short on the left side of the diamond. Pitch to Twiss, inside and low. And I believe that's a three-ball count on the Troy Christian batter. Top of the fifth inning. 5-1 lead, Rushi. Renderley twirls up a pitch on the outside corner. Yes, he got the call. I believe it is full.
It is.
Three balls, two strikes. Big pitch here. Renderley, the left-hander, throws a breaking ball in there, and it's nubbed up the first baseline. And the first baseman for Rushi Counts charges. He puts the glove on it, but too late. It had rolled foul by an inch. Jude unable to scarf up that ball in fair territory.
Yeah, it was really close, but you're right. It was just foul.
Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on Twiss. Jude came in about 25 feet up the line from the first base bag, and he snarfed that ball up a turn or two sooner, it would not have curled into foul ground. There's ball four to Twiss upstairs. He's on.
And that was a break for Troy Christian on that foul ball there, because Counts had picked it up and tagged the runner out.
Here is the ever-dangerous Camden Kokel. Outstanding catcher, good hitter for Troy Christian. He singled, flown to right so far. He had three hits yesterday. Drove in five runs with two doubles for Troy Christian in that 13-8 win over Bradford. Renderley, lob toss over to first, runner back. Ben's got to bear down, go to work on Kokel. Open stance at the plate, he's up in the box. Curveball whiffed by the hitter. Lurching out over the plate was Kokel, and he missed it. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. One out, Troy Christian, top of the fifth. Rushi leads 5-1. Pickoff attempt, runner back. Ben Renderley came on strong down the home stretch of the season. The big senior left-hander stretching, pitching to Kokel, breaking ball is lofted in the air. It is twisting, turning, foul ground over the dugout to the right. The ball, two strikes. Renderley ahead in the count. He's got Kokel where he wants him. He's fed him off speed so far.
Probably will continue to do that.
Francis deep in center, left center for Rushi. Mononwee back and left. Big pitch to Kokel, breaking ball high and away, 2-2. Runner at first for the Eagles, top of the fifth. Rushi 5, Troy Christian 1. Rushi 2 in the second, 1 in the third, 2 in the fourth. Troy Christian 1 in the second to take an early 1-0 lead. Eagles in this game have garnered just 2 hits, a single and a triple. That's it. There's a big bender by Renderley. Didn't snap it off well enough. It hung way outside to Camden Kokel. And I think the count's full, 3-2. Wind up by Renderley. Pitch is hit hard on the ground. Oh, a wicked hop in the air over Cordonier into left center for a single. That almost took the head off of Braylon. It did take the cap off the top of the head.
That went from being a potential double play ball,
yep,
to hitting the lip on the infield and bouncing over Cordonier's head for a hit.
Boy, it was mauled, really tagged off the bat of Kokel. He tattooed it, and you described it, Casey. It hit the lip, shot up in the air, over the head of Cordonier, single for Kokel. Runners at first and second. Here's Judah Simmons, left-hand batter, against the left-hand offerings of Renderley. Here's a pulled ground ball to first. It is between the first baseman and the bag. It is into short right field. Runner scores from second for Troy Christian. Runner on first, dashes around second, into third. Counts couldn't make the play at first as Simmons turned on an off-speed pitch, and he barreled it up and shot it to the right side of the diamond.
Jack, that hit the bag. That rolled and hit the bag, and that's why Counts had trouble fielding it. It bounced up and over his shoulder into the right field.
Well, two big hits, fortuitous hits here by Troy Christian. A ball scalded by Kokel to short, hit the lip, went up in the air over the head of Cordonier, and then Simmons turns on an inside changeup, and he powered that ball hard on the ground. It skidded off the first base bag. And Troy Christian has cut the Rushi lead to 5-2, and the Eagles have runners at first and third, still one out in the top of the fifth inning.
It's actually the best at-bat Simmons has had in the last two games. He has really struggled, so that was a big, big hit for him.
And it was lefty on lefty. You figured Rushi might have the advantage, but not so. Well, here is Marcus O'Neill hitting now for Troy Christian. As the Eagles try to keep this frame alive, men on the corners. Rushi's 5-1 lead has been clipped to 5-2. In the top of the fifth, still plenty of time to go in this game. Here's Marcus O'Neill for Troy Christian. As the 3 and 4 spots in the Eagles' order come through, Kokel now 2 of 3 here today. He's 5 of 7 in the regional. Here's a high pop-up. It is right in front of home plate. And Unruh called for it. The batter runner bumped into him. And Renderley came down off the mound, made a splendid play. He snared the pop right in front of home.
Yeah, that would have been an interference on batter anyway. Umpire called it right away.
Yep.
Big out, though, for Renderley.
Indeed. Pop-up to Ben on the bump. Here's Paul McDonald, still first and third for Troy Christian. Will they send Simmons at first? Here's a pitch by Renderley, changeup in over the corner, strike called. So Renderley catches the pop fly. It was much closer to home than it was to the mound. Another changeup down low, a ball, a strike. 1-1 on McDonald. Situation is this. Troy Christian, two on, two out. Top of the fifth. Run in. Rushi in the lead, 5-2. Pitch to McDonald. Off speed. He tried to dig it off the ground. Missed it. Strike two. Renderly, a steady diet of off-speed stuff right now. It's giving Troy Christian fits. Renderly looks at first. Outside target set by Unverfurth. Changeup bounced high in the air toward third. Quinter looks up. It's over his head into left field. A Baltimore chop single. Runners at first and second for Troy Christian. On the single to left by McDonald. Three hits in the frame for Troy Christian, which has cut the Rushi advantage 5-3. The gap is now two.
Yeah, Quinter had no shot at that one. It bounced in front of the plate. It was like it was a Joe Oliver chopper.
That ball was lifted in the air off the infield grass and soared a good 15, 20 feet off the ground. Quinter knew opportunity whatsoever. Even a stepladder wouldn't have helped. Troy Christian now with a fourth run parked out at second, tying run at first, a ball, a strike on the new hitter, Ryan Waltz. He is grounded to first, struck out. Five hits in the game now for the Eagles, who have cut into Rushi's 5-1 advantage. It's 5-3. Renderly to Waltz, low and in. It's a balk. Renderly did not hesitate.
That puts a tying run at second base.
Yes, it does. Renderly tried to use the slide step maneuver on the mound, keep that runner at second really snug to the bag, and make the hasty delivery home without hesitating in the stretch position. And he has balked, and now at 5-3, with runners at second and third, a base hit by Troy Christian could tie this thing up. The pitch to Waltz, high outside pitch, flared foul to the right. Let's double check on this count here on Waltz.
That foul made it 1-2.
Here is a big offering from Renderly. This is critical. 1-2 pitch to Waltz. Renderly's curve. He didn't get the break on that he wanted. Well, outside and high. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Waltz. Troy Christian now with the tying run at second. Rushi leads at 5-3. Top of the fifth. Renderly stretches, pitches to Waltz. And it's low and in. Ball three, 3-2.
You never know how a team's going to handle it. A junk baller like Renderly is today. He has thrown him off speed, but he's also all over the place.
First base open, 3-2 on Waltz. On deck, Grossnickel, who's tripled. Pitch by Renderly. Change up, fouled at home plate. Still 3-2. Waltz out in front. He almost double clutched on the swing. Got a piece of it. Stays alive. Felix Francis way in center. Moderately deep and left is Monin. Renderly out of the stretch. Throws to Waltz. Inside and low, ball four. He inched away from it, took it, and they're loaded. A single would tie the game. A double or triple could send Troy Christian in front.
Grossnickel tripled in the first inning as well. His first time up, I should say.
He has flown to center, hit the three-bagger down the right field line, and let's see what is going to happen here. Kevin Flippo strolls to the mound. Big inning for the Rushi defense. Raiders cling to a 5-3 lead. Pitching change is in order. Bases full. Troy Christian, game getting very interesting. Top of the fifth. Rushi 5, Eagles 3, 2 down on scorers. Broadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
But once again, here is the situation. Braden Monin has come in relief of Ben Renderly. We said in our pregame that it would be Counts, Renderly, Monin, or Counts, Monin, Renderly. It was the first of those two scenarios. Renderly in relief of Counts. Now Monin is on. Bases loaded. Troy Christian, two down, top of the fifth. Rushi, five. Eagles, three. Here's the windup of Monin. Off-speed pitch down, fouled over the screen behind home plate. The hitter is Jacob Grossnickel for Troy Christian. Tripled, flown to center. The delivery down in the dirt. A ball, a strike, one and one. Monin has got a slurve. He's got a knuckler. Ordinarily does not break 79 mph. Open stance, Grossnickel, they're loaded. Check swing, foul to the screen, a ball and two strikes.
He was able to get that fastball inside on him.
One and two. Tricky pitch there by Braden as he came hard up and in after two off speed. One and two on Grossnickel. Unverfirth, outside target, pitch by Monin. Curveball, tap, foul behind home plate, still one and two.
Yeah, I knew that curveball was coming. He might see another one right here, too.
Bases loaded for Troy Christian. Two down, top of the fifth. Rushi clings to a precarious 5-3 lead. Tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first for the Eagles. One and two pitch. Monin, Grossnickel. It's up by an inch. Raiders wanted it.
Wow.
Rushi asked for the strike. Didn't get it.
That's a tough one to take if you're the batter with two strikes and the bases loaded.
Two balls, two strikes, two and two. Umpire's been consistent all day long right there with the ball. Monin stretching, delivers, outside corner, no, it's off the plate, ball three.
Wow.
A base on balls, here is a run. Monin's got to throw a strike, three and two. Last two pitches, very, very close. Runners are going, 3-2, Monin, Grossnickel, struck him out. Grossnickel tried to swipe at a low curveball below the knees, came up empty. What a pitch in the clutch by Braden Monin out of the bullpen for the Rushi Raiders. He saves the day here in the fifth inning. We go to the bottom of the fifth, Rushi 5, Troy Christian 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allenbaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's Allenbaugh. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Up, the Rushi Raiders hit here in the bottom of the fifth. Rushi needs to add on, up 5-3. Monin came to the bump for Rushi there in the top of the fifth inning, put out the fire, struck out Grossnickel on a 3-2 pitch with the bases jammed. I did not set that Rushi defensive lineup. We'll need to do that when Troy Christian comes up in the top of the sixth inning. But the Raiders juggled themselves defensively with Monin going to the hill. He got the big strikeout. Rushi batting here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hitter for the Raiders swings and hits a line drive to right field. Right fielder coming on, spears it knee high. Good play by Grossnickel in right. Here is Cooper Unverfirth batting now for Rushi, the batter who just hit was in there for Renderly. Unverfirth first ball hitting, looping fly ball, short center field, and it is a nice running catch out there in short center. Well done on the play, but Will Twiss, oh, he sparkled, had his back to the diamond, caught it over the shoulder. Quickly two down here for Rushi in the bottom of the fifth inning. Troy Christian trying to shut the door on the Raiders and come back and get some swings in the top of the sixth, down by a pair. Creasup looks at a pitch from Dyer, low and away for a ball. We'll run down that Rushi defensive lineup when the Raiders come to the field in the top of the sixth inning. Here's a ball nubbed off the knuckles toward short. Ball was hit softly. Twist coming in, makes the play, throws to first. Oh, looked like the runner beat it. Out is called. Oh, my goodness. On the dead run for the Rushi Raiders was Greasup. Looked like he might have gotten over the bag by a good half step.
It was close.
Ball arrived in the nick of time, says the first base ump. Rushi's gone. 1-2-3, just like that in five pitches here in the fifth inning. We go to the sixth. Rushi up but two. 5-3 over Troy Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Well, Braden Monin back to the hill for the Rushi Raiders as he stopped Troy Christian with the bases full there in the previous frame. Let's check out the Raiders defensively. New alignment, Bryant.
Counts is at first. Schulze is at second. Cordonier at short. Quinter at third. In the outfield, you have Haney in left, Francis in center, and Micah, I'll let you say that last name because I'm not entirely sure. Grease?
Micah Greaseup.
In right.
Adam Haney on the field now, playing left. Monin throwing. Strike called on the outside edge of the plate to Andrew Nostman. Monin working very quickly. That was not his first pitch. I missed the initial one. Nostman swings. Hits a fly ball to right field in the sun. Greaseup shades his eyes and spears it for the out. It was right at him, but it was a bit tricky.
So we mentioned that because Haney was the batter for Rinderly to lead off the last inning.
There you go. It was Haney who made the out. Ball was struck, I think, to, was it right field for the out?
I believe
to
so.
To start the frame? Well, we've got one down for Troy Christian now in the sixth. Troy Christian down to five outs. Rushi clings 5-3 lead. Top of the order. Carson Dyer steps in now for Troy Christian. Did he swing and miss at that first pitch?
That was a ball.
Oh, it was a ball. He checked in time. Here's a foul ball out of play, but Dyer of the Eagles. It's 1-1 on Dyer. He struck out twice and flown to center. Rushi Raiders so far in this game have 5 runs on 6 hits so far in the contest. Troy Christian has got 3 runs, got 3 hits in the last inning, had a couple hits in the first two, 5 hits total for Troy Christian. Monin to Dyer off the plate outside, a ball. 2 balls, a strike, 2-1 on Dyer. Outfield plays him a little left. Quinter even with the bag at third. Raiders up 2, pitch to Dyer. Way inside, got him. He turned, and it plucked him in the small of the back. He's aboard. Tying run for Troy Christian comes to the plate. And here's Will Twist, the shortstop, followed by Camden Kokol, who is 5-for-7 in this regional, 2-for-3 today.
Oh, go ahead, Jack. I was going to tell you. So Dyer took a little offense to that pitch that hit him. Looked out at Monin. Well, Dyer hit Monin in the last inning with a pitch. So I don't know if Dyer's thinking it was a retaliation or not.
But there's no way Monin is bringing the tying run to the plate.
Right.
There's no way he's hitting the batter. And shucks, that was a changeup off speed.
And sometimes it hurts, and you just react.
Runner at first for Troy Christian, 1 down. Top of the 6th inning. Rushi up 5-3. Monin stretching, pitching to Twist. Fastball, check swing, strike. He could not hold back. Nothing in 2 on Twist. First pitch was a strike called. Runner at first for the Eagles. 1 down, top of the 6th inning. Low and outside, breaker by Monin, missed but plenty. A ball, 2 strikes, 1-2 on Twists. Hitter here for Troy Christian. Big inning, Eagles try to come back. Check swing, fastball in the middle of the plate. Twist couldn't pull the trigger, looked at it, strike 3. Eagles down to 4 outs. Well, here is Mr. Dangerous for Troy Christian. Camden Kokol steps in after the strikeout. Runner at first. Kokol can go yard. He had 2 doubles yesterday, 1 with the bases loaded, and another one with the bases full as well. 1 scored 3, the other scored a pair. He had 5 ribbies, did Camden Kokol, who looks at ball 1 from Monin. Open stance for Kokol. Swing, high foul, as he flew that one out of play to the right. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Kokol. Steps out of the box, retightens those batting gloves. Open stance. loops the bat back and forth. Monin looks at first, throws to Kokel, swings, and he barrels one to left center field. On the run, Francis got it for the out. Sliding to his knees, Felix Francis hauled it in. That ball was scorched. And if it's to the left another 10 feet, it's in the gap, a run scores.
They had him played right to pole, though, didn't they? They had him in the right spot.
Excellent play by Felix Francis. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Rushi 5, Troy Christian 3 on scorersbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rushi 5, Troy Christian 3. Stepping into the box, it will be Haney, Unverfirth, Greasup for the Rushi Raiders, who try to tack on a run or two up by a pair over Troy Christian, which closed that top of the sixth. In exciting fashion, Camden Kokel struck one very hard. He belted a line drive to center, left center. Felix Francis on his horse glided down to the ground on one knee and picked it off to save double trouble. Here's a strike to Haney, who opens the inning for Rushi. Then he looks at one low and in for a ball. Hey, don't forget, F&M Bank is here to help you earn more with its newest checking account, Loyalty Rewards Checking. That's F&M, Farmers and Merchants, formerly Peoples, a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Haney checks out that pitch low. Couple of balls, a strike, 2-1 on Adam Haney here for Rushi, bottom of the sixth inning. Delivery, Carson Dyer, missed below the knees, 3-1. Now Dyer threw around 25 pitches or so yesterday for Troy Christian here in the bottom of the sixth today. He's got to be well up around 90. Is he do 100 yet, Bryant?
He is not. That was his 87th right there.
Okay. Keep in mind, I said it first, he's probably around 90.
Yes.
You are correct.
I was three off. Foul down the third baseline off the bat of Haney. 5-3 lead Rushi. Bottom of the sixth inning. Carson Dyer winding, firing. An inside slow curveball lands on the top of the helmet of Haney. Haney aboard, hit by a pitch. One on, nobody out, Rushi. Bottom of the sixth inning, 5-3 lead Raiders. Say, while other banks may value your loyalty, F&M Bank is your local community bank that rewards you for being loyal. Visit F&M or apply online and experience unlimited transactions, free debit card, ATM fee refunds, and free online and mobile banking. F&M offices in Urbana, Sydney, Anna, and Jackson Center. Loyalty rewards checking earns you up to 5.55% APY on balances up to $25,000. You don't have to meet, or I should say, all you have to do is meet three loyal customer qualifiers. Don't wait. Open your new F&M Bank account today. Do it locally or at fm.bank. That's online, fm.bank, member FDIC. Rushi Raiders hitting, runner at first. Here is a low inside breaker to the new hitter. And this is Braylon Cordonier.
That was Francis that got hit by the pitch.
Sorry, did I make a mistake and say someone else?
Yeah, it was the Haney substitution you thought it was, which is fine.
My goodness, I was way off. It was Felix Francis.
That's all right.
Hitting from the right side. He was opening up the sixth frame, and then Braylon Cordonier on four straight pitches walks. So Felix Francis aboard, hit by a pitch, single, a double for Felix Cordonier, two walks, strikeout, a single, and Rushi now tries to stretch the lead. Runners at first and second with nobody out for Rushi here in the bottom of the sixth. Conference on the mound for Troy Christian will return in a couple minutes. 5-3 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Well, let's make sure our listeners are clued in. Bryant and Casey. Rushi's got two on, one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning, correct?
No outs.
No outs, my mistake.
Yep, Francis was hit by a pitch, and then Cordonier walked. Now we have Monin at the plate.
Two on for Rushi, which is in the lead 5-3. Raiders began the frame with the top of the order hitting. Two-hit batsman. I got absorbed in my F&M Bank commercial and misread my lineup card. Two on for Rushi. These are big runs. Squaring to bunt, getting it down as Monin, first baseline, rolling, foul. A strike on Monin. Bunt was nice and soft up the first baseline, just had a bit too much English on it, and it squirmed foul. Two on for Rushi here in the sixth inning, 5-3 lead. Well, Rushi needs to get one more in for sure. Oh, there's a line drive pasted over the second baseman's head into right center field. Easy run from second. Runner at first, scoots to third. Throw to the middle of the diamond. It's loose. It gets away. Batter runner dashes on to second base. Beautifully done by the Raiders. Alert base running. And Rushi's opened up a 6-3 lead here in this inning. Bottom of the sixth. Runners at second and third. Nobody out. Big base hit into center field. That ball was ripped off the bat of Braden Monin. Now Quinter, as head coach Tony Ferraro out of the dugout for Troy Christian, barking out instructions. Infield, middle of the diamond, medium depth, not way in. A little surprised at that. Here is Hayden Quinter stepping in, takes a pitch low.
Ferraro must not have a lot of confidence in it, whoever else he can put in, because Dyer's out there working, and he's struggling right now.
Right.
Keeping him in there.
Yeah, top two on this staff, Simmons, who pitched yesterday, Dyer today, low pitch, and it squirts away from the catcher, Kokel. He can't find it. It's off to the right. He gathers himself, runs it down. Runner stay put, second and third for Rushi. Nobody out. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rushi has plated one, and the lead here is 6-3. Big base hit by Braden Monin as he slaughtered that ball right back over the pitcher's head, over the second baseman's head, into center, right center field. It was a scorching line drive. Dyer peeks at third, winds, pitches to Quinter. outside corner fastball. Yep. Let's do a double check on the count here on Quinter.
It is 2-2.
It's even up. Two ball, two strike offering Bedire. Quinter goes down, gets a ground ball to third. It is backhanded by the shortstop deep in the hole. It squirts away from him into short left field. Another run romps home. That was a grass cutter, hit pretty hard. And then after Troy Christian falls asleep, lobbing the ball back to the pitcher, Quinter very cleverly doesn't stop at first. After getting the single, he darts to second.
And this is what Rushi does to you. They just wear you down, and make you make the mistakes.
And now a major conference on the mound. That is it for Carson Dyer. Starting pitcher for Troy Christian, game effort. Finally knocked out of the box here in the bottom of the sixth as the Raiders have gone ahead 7-3. Parlaying a hit batsman, a walk, a couple of singles, good base running. Troy Christian, a couple times in this game, has made defensive miscues, lapses, throwing the ball back into the diamond, and the Raiders have taken the extra base.
Dyer exits after throwing five complete. He's yet to get an out here in the sixth. Six earned runs on eight hits and six walks, struck out one batter.
And Rushi leads it 7-3 as we take a break. Pitching change, McDonald on the bump for Troy Christian. 7-3 advantage, Rushi over Troy Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Here is Jude Counts. He hits for the Rushi Raiders. On the mound is the outfielder Paul McDonald. He's now pitching for Troy Christian, which is down 7-3. Raiders two more in scoring position here in the bottom of the sixth, up before. First pitch was a ball, second pitch low, 2-0 on Counts. First base open. Rushi trying to break it open. A hit right here would do just that. Left fielder extremely deep for the Eagles. Shortstop Twists is playing behind the runner who has a big lead at second base. That's Quinter for Rushi. Pitch to Counts very high, way out of the zone. 3-0 count on the batter Counts.
McDonald straight over the top fireballer. When you do that, you're going to have trouble getting that high strike call.
Here is the delivery. It is above the letters. That was a 2-1 offering. My mistake, it's 3-1. Very first pitch to Counts was called a strike on the corner. 3-1 on Jude. Runners at second and third for the Raiders. Quinter at second, Mon in third. Pitch is in at the belt. Ball four. Loaded for Rushi.
Good day to be the home team, Jack.
Yep, Zeb Schultze steps in. Troy Christian, the visitor. Eagles, we get a crack at the Raiders in the top of the seventh. Rushi up 7-3, bases full, bottom of the sixth. Here is Zeb Schultze, red hot the last month of the high school season. He has a single today, open stance, bat cocked high. infield now for Troy Christian, creeping in as the pitch is inside, gets away from the catcher, Kokel. Kokel makes a heck of a play, recovers the ball, runs back toward the plate, a dive, safe call, hit home. Runner zips in for the Rushi Raiders, just ahead of the Kokel tag. It was close. Well done on the play by the Rushi Raiders. Braden Monin, headlong slide, as he just beat the tag from Kokel.
Great effort by Kokel as well. He had to go back to the screen. He came diving back to the plate. Almost got there. It did look like the runner did beat him.
Yep.
And now he's shaking up.
8-3, Rushi in the lead. Everybody moves up to second and third. The pitch was a ball on Schultze, as the Raiders' advantage has swollen to 5 runs now, 8-3 here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Nice round of applause for Kokel, the superb catcher for this Troy Christian club. He has had a dynamite regional tournament, 5 hits for Kokel, and he's had 6 runs batted in the 2 games.
Scoreboard says Rushi has 4 hits. Count up 8 hits. Ryan probably have the more official
here.
8 is correct.
There's another low pitch in the dirt, and the runner for Rushi makes a late dart home. That ball rolling far away toward the dugout. Another run in as Troy Christian has gone 3 deep in the pitching rotation, and the Eagles are simply coming up short on the mound. That pitch bounced. Another wild one. 2-run score on wild pitches here in the bottom of the 6th inning. And the advantage for Rushi, correct me if I'm wrong, it's now 9-3.
That is correct.
And the hitter for the Raiders is still Zeb Schultze, who looks at a pitch high. And Jack Kramer has lost track of the count for sure.
It is 3-0.
3-0 pitch is strike right at the letters, 3-1.
Still nobody out.
No one away. Rushi with a runner at third, a 9-3 advantage. Raiders entered the 6th up 5-3. And Rushi got Dyer off the mound. McDonald having trouble throwing strikes. He walked Schultze. First and third for Rushi. No one away here in the bottom of the 6th inning.
4 free passes in this inning, 2 wild pitches for scores. That's not going to win you a regional final.
And another conference upcoming on the mound here for the Troy Christian Eagles, giving us an opportunity to highlight our sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to all of them, including Borchers Family Floor Center, from pro design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products. Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie is absolutely superior every step of the way. You see, Borchers offers expert design assistance to help you determine your living space's colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, cabinets? Well, Borchers is a lot more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth since 2017 and before. The customers at Borchers Family Floor become the store's biggest fans. We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. To set up a visit, just call 937-295-3233. 295-3233. So reliable, so well respected in the flooring business. That's Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on. Rushi Raiders batting first and third. 4 runs in, no one out. Correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen. It's been a hairy, wild inning for the Raiders.
Yeah, they're just letting Troy Christian make the mistakes.
Yep, first and third for Rushi.
A great effort by the Eagles up to this point, but 4 runs, like you said, Jack, on... We're at 2 hits right now, 3 walks, 1 hit batter.
And here is a steal of second base Berushi. Adam Haney is batting. Still no one out in the frame. Runners at second and third. Berushi has tallied four. The advantage is 9-3. McDonald, the outfielder, converted pitcher here in this sixth inning. On the bump for Troy Christian, pitches to Haney. This might be a sack fly. It's lofted into short right center field. Second baseman back to the diamond. Catches. Great play. Turns. Races back to the infield. Runner for Rushi stays parked at third base.
That was a great catch.
Yep. It sure was. Here's Cooper Unverfirth stepping in. Haney with the fly out to short right center field. Second baseman caught it back to the diamond. Normally with a good jump, the runner on third can tag and score. No real reason to risk it. That was just the first out. Raiders still have men at second and third. Tell you what, in a tight game, you might have set that runner at third base in that play, but don't want to chance an injury, a slide at the plate, a collision.
Sure, and kill the rally as well. You want to keep the rally going.
Exactly. Unverfirth hitting, the catcher for Rushi. Second and third, one out. Pitch, missed the outside corner.
That pop out in center looked like it had the makings of a collision, too. So luckily, they did not collide.
Two balls, no strikes. 2-0, Cooper Unverfirth. Rushi has rallied for four. Can get more here. Pitch by McDonald down low. It's in the dirt. Missed the inside corner of the plate as well. And I think that takes the count to Unverfirth to 3-0, or is it 2-1, gents?
2-1,
yeah.
Two balls and a strike. I missed the umpire's mechanics on that first strike call. There's a pitch way up, and it's ball three. 3-1 and Cooper Unverfirth for Rushi, which leads 9-3 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runners at second and third, one away. McDonald on the bump. Plays a lot of outfield for Troy Christian, senior center fielder. Whips a pitch in there. It is above the letters, and it is ball four. And here comes Coach Ferraro of Troy Christian to the mound again. 9-3 lead, Rushi. Bottom of the sixth, bases jammed once again on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. It sponsors our big plays in this game. And I tell you what, here in the sixth inning, the Rushi Raiders have gotten some big base hits, a couple of singles to spark a rally. Hits by Cordonier and Monin, or I should say, my mistake, I'm looking at yesterday's score sheet. Good sixth inning here for the Rushi Raiders. Quinter and Monin spank singles, a couple of walks, couple wild pitches, hit batsmen, miscues by Troy Christian, which has fallen asleep, throwing the ball back to the diamond. A good base running. Alert base running by Rushi. All of that has been parlayed into a four-run inning. in Rushi's lead, thanks to this myriad of good plays by the Raiders in the sixth, has made the game a 9-3 contest. Big plays by Rushi in the sixth inning to break it wide open. Hey, make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Jack, with all due respect to Troy Christian, we were wondering if that 11-15 team was going to show up at any time this weekend. And this inning, it looks like it has.
Yes. But not until now. Troy Christian gave a very good account of itself through the first five, hung with Rushi, was down just 5-3.
Yesterday was great, too.
But Troy Christian simply does not have the depth or the experience to stay with the Rushi Raiders, who have exploded here in the sixth, to put this game away at 9-3.
Why are they giving? They're giving this pitcher a lot of warm-up pitches. Was it an injury to the pitcher?
That's a very good question. 9-3 in favor of the Raiders, and the new arm on the mound is Nostman. Pitches occasionally, plays outfield a lot. He's a senior for Troy Christian.
They gave him no limit.
Right.
He just threw and threw and threw. Usually you can only do that when you're coming in after an injury.
Well, right fielders get special treatment. Here is the first pitch in there, and it's a ball up and away. A ball, no strikes on Greasup, hitting for Rushi. Micah Greasup in the box. Bases jammed, one out. We are still in a marathon, bottom of the sixth inning. Rushi's gone from 5-3 up to 9-3. The pitch by Nostman, that is a slow flutter ball. Strike called, in and over. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Greasup, 3 on for Rushi. Troy Christian scored 2 in the fifth inning, finished the frame with the bases loaded, cut the Rushi 5-1 lead to 5-3. Rushi went down in order quickly. In the bottom of the fifth, Troy Christian had a chance in the top of the sixth to make some hay and get this game tied up. Troy Christian didn't score in the top of the sixth. Rushi's answered with 4 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the windup, the pitch by Nostman, and it's outside, ball 3. 3 balls on Greasup, no place to put him. They're loaded for the Raiders. This contest turning into a marathon, much like game 1 yesterday, won by Troy Christian 13-8 over Bradford.
This may end up even lasting a little bit longer. That was 2.5 hours. We're 2 hours, 23 minutes or so right now.
There's a very high ball 4. Looking at it, Greasup, he couldn't have hit that one with a boat oar. That was about 8-9 feet off the ground. And he is on first. Run comes in, a bases loaded walk, and it's now 10-3 in favor of Rushi. Still just one out.
Francis led this inning off with an HBP.
Yep, he was plucked right on the top of the helmet, hit batsman to start the bottom of the sixth inning. He scored the first run of the frame, and he looks here at a Nostman pitch very wide. Ball 1. Still loaded up for Rushi, bottom of the sixth inning. The lead has swollen to 10-3, Raiders. Nossman's pitch is upstairs. It is 2-0.
Only 3 batters have put the ball in play in this inning.
Well, Troy Christian obviously has struggled mightily this year when Simmons and Dyer have not been on the mound. That's for certain. 2-0 pitch, low and outside, ball 3, 3-0. Again, no place to put this hitter. Rushi in the lead, 10-3. The ball here would send home another run and make this an 8-run game. And then Rushi's a single away from the 10-run rule after five.
With Cordonnier on deck.
Yep. Pitch up and in. Ball four. Another runner trots home. 11-3 in favor of the Raiders. They are still juiced. And here's Braylon Cordonnier. He could end it right now in the bottom of the sixth inning with a single anywhere in the park.
How quickly high school baseball can turn. This was a competitive game up until this inning.
Yep, sure was.
And looking at the difference of what can happen for Troy Christian when one of the two studs is not at the plate.
Here is Nossman, change up, swing and a miss by Cordonnier.
The Eagles' last Three Rivers Conference game of the season was on May the 13th. They lost 8-1 to Lehman. Three pitchers took the plate in that game. It was Barhorst, McDonald, and Kokel. Troy Christian turns around 2 days later in a tournament game in Sydney against Lehman and shuts out the Cavaliers 5-0. Simmons pitched that one, gave up three hits, struck out 12 without walking any.
Yep, it's a ball and two strikes here on Cordonnier, 1-2. Bases loaded, one out, score 11-3. Based on what you just summarized, Bryant, when Troy Christian has to pitch by committee and go three or four deep or use the third or fourth man in the rotation to start, the Eagles have gotten themselves in trouble all year long.
What a great effort by Simmons and Dyer to get Troy Christian to this point.
Yep. Here's the pitch to Braylon Cordonnier. Swung on, high drive, deep left center field. Center fielder roaming to his right. It is McDonald. He gloves it for the out. Runner on third for Rushi tags and scores. It's 12-3 in favor of the Raiders, who are up by nine. This has been a 7-run sixth inning for Rushi to stretch a narrow 5-3 cushion out to 12-3. Runners at first and second. A base hit here by Braden Monin will end this game. Off-speed pitch up and in by Nossman. A ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Monin. We hope to have Braylon Cordonnier and Braden Monin, junior, senior, respectively, on sometime after this game ends for a little post-game chitter-chatter as Rushi looks forward to another run in Akron for the third straight year, having won the title 2 years ago, finished as state runners-up last season. Monin just fouled one to the screen. Two strikes on Braden. Nossman hesitating. Runners at first and second. Rushi up nine. Pitch to Monin. Off speed. Inside. Under the hands. Count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes.
You mentioned it in the pregame. The semifinals slated for 7 on Saturday, a week from tomorrow.
Right.
Final slated for 7 on Sunday. It'll be nice for the Raiders fans after two straight years of Thursday, Saturday semifinal and finals.
Monin looks at a pitch about 5 feet outside.
And they have been early in the day. 2 years ago was the first game of the day. What was it, like 2 o'clock last year, Jack, the Thursday semifinal?
I think that's correct, 1 or 2.
We've done a lot of coming up on Wednesday and staying through till Saturday up there the last 2 years.
Here is Nossman to Monin, winding, pitching. Here's a changeup, hit off the knuckles on the ground of the shortstop, twists to his left, gloves, pitches on to the second baseman at the bag. He covers second for the force, and that's it. Well, Rushi fell short of finishing this game off with a 10-run spread. Rushi up 9. We go to the 7th. 12-3 Raiders after a 7-run 6th inning on scores.broadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Well, Judah Simmons leads off hitting here for Troy Christian in the top of the seventh inning. Guys, I'm going to take a quick break. I'll return in a matter of a minute or two. I'll be back. Casey Bryant, you've got the play-by-play call. It is a 12-3 lead for Rushi. Top of the seventh, Troy Christian coming to bat. Raiders could not finish off the 10-run spread in the bottom of the sixth. Did score 7 on a measly total of 2 hits. That's the game of baseball.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Jack. As Jack said, 12-3. Troy Christian coming up for their top of 7 at-bats. They've got to get 9 to keep this game alive. They have 4, 5, 6 with Simmons, O'Neill, and McDonald facing Monin.
We talked about what a great effort Simmons and Dyer have had on the mound to get Troy Christian to this point.
Swing and a miss. Count 0-1 on Simmons.
Troy Christian has started hitting well in this tournament run, too. They entered this regional with a .266 team batting average.
Simmons pops it up. Easy fly ball to center field. Collects it for the out.
And the Eagles do have 5 hits today. They really smacked it around against Bradford yesterday. They also hit it well against Fort Laramie in a district final victory a week ago.
That's going to bring up O'Neill, who is 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a walk. And swinging a miss on the first pitch. And Monin's doing what he's supposed to do. Just come in and throw strikes and make them hit it. Do not walk anybody. Ball up the middle off of Monin's leg. Gathered by second base and got him.
Great play there.
Schultze was able to readjust his angle, pick it up, and fire to first just in time to get the runner. Monin's limping around a little bit, but looks like he's okay. And that's going to be 2 outs. That's going to go down, Brian, as a 1-4-3.
McDonald now at the plate. He's 1-for-3 today.
I caught the outside corner.
We will have an extended post game here on Scores as the trophy presentations will be occurring.
Swing and a miss. 0-2, and the Eagles are down to their final strike.
Jack was hoping to have a player or two come up. We will see if that happens, but we will have a complete recap of the game. Look forward to Rushi's state semifinal.
Pop up to the right side. It's going to be in foul territory when he caught by the first baseman, and that is it.
Rushi earns its 3rd straight regional championship and state berth. Quite a run for this group. And quite a run in general for this group of boys, many of which have played on the basketball squad that has advanced to state the last 2 years in 2022-3 season and 2023-4. Squad. Some of the players have also made state in other sports too, including golf, so it's been a very successful run for this particular group. and it continues. And this was the fourth straight regional final appearance for Rushi. Raiders lost 7-1 to Fort Loramie at this field in the regional final 4 years ago. Turned around and beat the Redskins by that same score 2 years ago to get to state for the first time. Went on to win that year in 22. And then won a regional title in 23 last year. We had that game. They beat Southeastern at Wright State. Went on to lose to Berlin Highland in a state final to finish as state runner-up. And it looks like it's going to be a rematch between Highland and Rushi. Last we saw, Highland was up 18-0 in its regional final.
So Monty makes quick work of the Eagles in the last inning, 1-2-3 to end this, a dog pile by the Raiders. And then both teams shook hands, and that's where we're waiting for the trophy ceremony. And Jack is back on the air.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks. And we await Braylon Cordonier, Braden Monin. They'll be with us after a photo op taking place down along the first baseline. So many thanks to our great sponsors here on Scores Broadcast, and they have arrived. They have arrived on the scene, and the senior Braden Monin gets the desk mic down to our left, and the junior Braylon Cordonier gets the headset here in the middle as the Rushi Raiders defeat Troy Christian 12-3 here on Scores Broadcast. Bryant, let's take a quick break. Let's take one commercial break. Oh, that's true. They've got to get back down to the field. Wow. Man, did you guys hit the baseball, run the bases. Great pitching by Cordonier. Braylon, great yesterday. I know at times you were frustrated, didn't have your best stuff, but boy, were you gritty, determined, gutted it out. And then the guy on your left, Braden Monin, came in and shut the door in the seventh inning. Talk about the win yesterday in the regional semifinal.
Yeah, I'd say obviously I struggled on the mound, had a rough time finding the zone or whatever, but I knew that Braden had my back coming in the end. I knew he was capable of shutting everyone out.
Boy, do you hit the fastball really well at the plate. Talk about what you do to develop the eye. Your swing is picture perfect. I see Spencer Steer hit for the Cincinnati Reds. Now, I don't want to blow your head up too big, but you've got a picture perfect swing. How did you develop that over the years?
I think a lot of work in the off season in the cage with my dad. And I know that Jared Hoying from Laramie played with the Rangers and overseas a while. I hit with him quite often in the winters.
Right.
And he helped me on every single part. If I had trouble during the season, I went to him. But yeah, I'd say putting in consistent work helped me get a fluent swing for sure.
Tell me about your best pitch on the mound when you are in a groove and going well. What's the best grip? What's the best pitch? Tell me about that. Talk about your repertoire on the bump.
I usually just want to pump fastballs because I don't really throw as hard, but I know I got a great defense behind me, and I trust them to make the plays. And then after that, if I get ahead, I just like to throw some curveballs, get them off, and make them roll over.
This is Braden Monin, senior, Rushi, talking with us after today's regional championship win, 12-3 over Troy Christian. Do you like coming in out of the bullpen from left field or shortstop or wherever to put out the fire in the sixth or seventh? You're good at it. You don't have nerves, it doesn't seem like.
At first, whenever I started doing it, I didn't like it as much because I usually like to start. But then after I've done it a couple times, I've usually liked to do it now. And it's just been a blast doing it. And we have to go now, so I'll let you know that later.
Oh, thank you so much. Braden Monin, Braylon Cordonier, our guests after this game, as the Rushi Raiders win the regional, take the semifinal yesterday, 6-2 over the third-ranked Northmore Golden Knights and win the championship of the Southwest Region in D4 by thumping Troy Christian 12-3 here today. Brian, I tell you what, two confident baseball players in Braylon Cordonnier and Braden Monin. And I tell you what, microcosm of the whole team.
Yes.
The experience speaks for itself.
Absolutely does. Very experienced group here. Both of those guys were key members of the state runs the last 2 years. And again, like I mentioned too, they've been in regional finals. Well, for Monin, a senior, he's been in regional finals all 4 years that he's been in high school. Braylon, a junior's been to a state final the last 2 years, his first 2 years of high school play, and now can say he's made state all 3 years that he has been on the team. So experienced group and successful group, should be fun to see them in Akron next weekend.
And the senior class is now pushing 100 victories in Rushi baseball uniforms over the last 4 years. Rushi 2 years ago, 25 wins, 26 last year. And Rushi with the victory today, 27-4 on the campaign. As you noted, Bryant, the likely opponent in the state semifinal next Saturday at 7 at Canal Park in Akron is Berlin Highland, which beat Rushi in the state title game 1 year ago.
And it's worth noting, we talked about the success they've had in other sports, obviously basketball, they've had it in other sports as well, including golf. But it is worth noting that with the basketball success the last 2 years, they've had late baseball starts. They've been a little slow, especially last year, and were a little slow, not quite as slow to start this year. But they turn it on, and they've made great runs and have proven themselves to be one of the state's best Division IV teams after playing hoops into late March. So just an incredible group that Rushi has right now.
And, Bryant, you were at the graduation ceremony at Rushi.
Yes.
How many males, how many boys in the Rushi 2024 commencement?
A graduating class of 35, 13 boys in that 2024 class.
Wow. That would be just enough to field a football team with everybody going all three ways,
yes.
Offense, defense, and special teams. These multiple sport athletes at Rushi are just absolutely amazing. So much fun to watch, so much fun to talk to. Had a joy chatting with Braylon Cordonnier and Braden Monin just several minutes ago. Who is our Clancy star of this game for the Rushi Raiders?
Well, it's a tough choice today. I was going to suggest Felix Francis. He was 2-for-3 at the plate with 3 RBIs and had a double. But really a great team win and a lot of good performances all around. I don't know if you guys had any other thoughts.
Monin came in and shut the door.
Yeah, that's and a strong argument there
for
him.
Got hit in an RBI, got hit by a pitch, not great offensively, but he did come in and shut the door for him when it was a tight spot.
Now let's give one to each.
Okay.
A Clancy's star of the game to Felix Francis, a Clancy's star of the game to Braden Monin for the Rushi Raiders, now 27-4 after pulling away from Troy Christian here today in the sixth inning to win 12-3. It was a 5-3 game entering the bottom of the sixth, and the Rushi Raiders struck for 7 runs on 2 hits. Something that you really have a hard time preparing for if you are a Rushi opponent is this base running. It is unbelievably good. The pressure the Raiders put on you, you just can't seem to get your arms around it. Miscues today, lapses by Troy Christian hurt the Eagles, no question.
Yeah, and, you know, Coco being the best player on Troy Christian's team from what we've seen as a catcher, and they still didn't really have a whole lot of trouble advancing runners.
Right, exactly. Braden Monin, Felix Francis are stars of the game. This segment brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. And nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
A good season for Troy Christian, 11-16 to close out the campaign all the way to the regional championship game. You talk about surprises in high school baseball in Ohio. Troy Christian Eagles, perhaps the biggest, certainly one of the couple, three biggest, no question, giving Rushi a run for five innings here today on Scores Broadcast, down by just two with a couple innings to go in the game, Brian.
Yeah, they were 7-14 after losing to Lehman Catholic on May the 13th. Don't think many would have picked them to be a regional finalist at that point, but a great run by them. And although this ended up getting lopsided, they have nothing to hang their hat about today. They gave Rushi a real run for their money before they had to take Dyer off the mound there in the sixth.
Yep, three straight shutouts for Troy Christian here in the tournament, including one over Fort Loramie, and then upset Bradford 13-8, a team that had beaten Troy Christian three straight times, dating back to last year. Hats off to Coach Ferraro and the Troy Christian team. Valiant effort. Rushi's experience, Rushi's superb all-around play, offense, defense, base running, pitching, just too much for Troy Christian to cope with here today. Eagles simply not deep enough, especially on the mound, to get the outs that Troy Christian needed at crunch time.
Yeah, I was talking to Brian before the game. It was really interesting, Dyer's warm-up process. It was really weird. When his team took infield, he had his batting helmet on. I thought maybe he might be the DH. He was just watching. And then, so he had his batting helmet on 35, 40 minutes before the game even started. Never saw him warm up.
Right.
So he must have warmed up, and by the time he got the pitch, it was 10 minutes after. So he probably went almost an hour without throwing a warm-up pitch.
Yeah, Rushi Raiders went three deep on the mound. Rinderly and Monin after counts and two straight days. It's Monin who shuts the door. That's what I mean about depth on this Rushi team. What, six, seven guys who can play five, six different positions, including go to the mound when it's time to get a big out or two.
They're going to need it, too, against Berlin Highland.
Yep, that could be the next opponent for Rushi. More than likely it is.
I haven't checked the final, but like we said, 18 enough in the last time we saw. I mean, that was well on the way to being a run rule win.
That's a regional final. That's not like an opening round win.
No, that is the Southeast sectional, district, regional, all coming to a head. It's not ordinarily very strong, especially when Newark Catholic plays up and is in Division III.
18-0 was the final. Highland finished number one, I believe, in the last Coaches Association poll. Jack and D4, right? Number two?
One, and Toronto was two.
And Toronto was two, okay.
Yep. Our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com will be next Saturday evening, not tomorrow, 1 week from tomorrow. Airtime, 6:20 p.m. from Canal Park in Akron, state semifinal Division IV. It'll be Rushi against Berlin Highland. Long-range forecast for Akron, very cool, 70, 71, 72, and a chance of showers every day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's supposed to be a little warmer and drier down in the southwest part of the state, so that's the outlook. Things could change, but it won't be sweltering hot next weekend, yeah. That's for sure.
We'll take that. We've had pretty good weather up there so far, too.
Got confidence in Rushi, Braylon Cordonnier. I don't think he's thrown his very best game of the year yet. And, man, is Rushi ever seeing the ball well at the plate. The batting averages continue to skyrocket. Rushi thumping it as well as they have all year long, maybe the best in a couple seasons. Rushi really hitting the ball solidly. Not a weak spot all the way through the lineup.
Now, what impressed you about him, Casey, getting to see him here in this regional for the second straight year?
Yeah, as you guys are saying, very solid all over. They, they'd even have the best hitting day the last couple days, and they still generated runs when they needed to.
Right.
They make the other team make mistakes. They make the other team, like I said yesterday, get them on, get them over, get them in. That's what they do.
They put pressure on Division IV baseball teams, but I tell you what, the rubber meets the road next Saturday. Could very well be the state championship game. I know that's a little too early to make that call, but you got number one against number four.
And it was the state championship game last year between those two.
You nailed it.
Well, I wouldn't consider Rushi number four at this point.
Nope. They're 1A and 1B, and I don't know which order it is in, but Merlin Highland, Rushi, state semifinal the next Saturday night. We've got coverage 6:20 from Akron. We've gotten all of our sponsors in numerous times here tonight on Scores Broadcast. It has been so much fun. Thanks to everybody, including Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Hey, make your next play with Wisebridge. Wisebridge is where you can begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Thanks so much to Casey Madison, Bryant Billing, Luke Grunenberg, all with us here in the press box at Princeton. Thanks to our great online listenership. A lot of gratitude to the Rushi coaching staff for making available to us in a pinch right after the close of the game to Braylon Cordonnier and Braden Monin. Online audience, big numbers here today. Thanks to the crew in the press box with us, Casey, Bryant, and Luke. Jack Kramer bidding you an early good evening from here at Cincinnati Princeton. Rushi Raiders take the regional, beating Galleon Northmore yesterday 6-2. And Troy Christian here today by a final tally of 12-3. Talk to you at 6:20 p.m. next Saturday night. Don't know if I communicated that properly. First pitch at 7 next Saturday from Akron when Rushi takes on Berlin Island in the D4 state semifinal. We're on the air at 6:20. Until then, Jack Kramer bidding you a good day from here at Princeton on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A.
Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.